Everybody loves Donna Mike.
Now I have a message for all you good, moral, Christian people who are complaining that breasts and vaginas are obscene. Hey, don't complain to me. Complain to the manufacturer. Okay? And although Jesus told us not to judge, I know you're going to judge anyway, so judge sanely. Judge with your eyes open. What do you consider obscene? Is this obscene to you?
I wish that the children could see, but I can't find them for the life of me. And as Halloween spooks outside my window frame.
What? Oh, really?
What a great guy he is.
I am God.
Oh, really?
Do you find me, Lewis, annoying?
What?
What is it? I beg pardon? What was the question?
Don, baby, how's it going?
I can't hear you. I beg your pardon?
Who loves you, baby?
Halloween spook outside my window.
Especially in light of what you've just been talking about, maybe we should be rating men.
Who wants to rate men, honey? Not me.
Hey, since I'm a woman, I thought you might want the female perspective.
Ah, so you were thinking.
That's your first problem, little lady.
You know what you got to be thinking? 6 hours till you fix your man dinner tonight. Chicken, meatloaf.
Just make sure it's on that table.
Dinner on the table at 7.
The Don and Mike Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Mr. Son of a Beat.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live. 4 hours every weekday. From the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. You can call Don and Mike anytime for free at 877-365-3636.
Oh, sweet. That's
but
right.
Turn your radio down. No, who would you do call? Don't call to play the name game. No calls to rate women. Don't ask when they're coming to your town. And don't call telling jokes.
Broadcasters. In our business, morals are one thing, but ratings are everything.
The Don and Mike Show. You can get it. Move to your left.
Sit down, darling.
Move to your right. The Don and Mike Show.
Who's the whore?
The best thing you're going to find. The Don and Mike Show. On your radio.
Oh, really?
Can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Well, this is fun. I'm happy to tell you, we'll be talking about this in greater detail later, but yesterday, last night at Fags Field for Monday Night Football, it was the father and child reunion.
It was marvelous.
As the father, Phil, welcomed back his favorite son, Robbie, to do the opening announcements at FedEx Field.
Yes.
Let's now go to Big Daddy Phil.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob
You know, I had the pleasure of working with Phil last night. You know what he told me?
What?
He still loves this show, and he told me why. He loves the double entendre.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Hit and Cherry and all the ships at sea. Hey, here's your Halloween hit. J-O does not stand for Jack-O-Lantern.
Right.
And here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie. And hello, and thank you for listening coast to coast and nationwide. Still via the Westwood One Radio Network, Don and Mike show, and our telephone number, same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Oh. 877-365-3636. This show is peppered with your telephone calls. That's your hotline to the hits. And what can I say on All Hallows Eve except...
Welcome to my world.
Welcome to our world, Don.
Welcome to our world.
Won't you come on in?
Have a big theme Halloween show today.
Who needs a theme when you have Elvis Aaron Presley, right?
Step into my heart.
Step into my heart.
We'll have no children coming and trick-or-treating.
Leave your cares behind.
We won't be playing the Monster Mash and Ghostbusters.
No, but we'll be thinking about our favorite dead guy, the King of Rock and Roll.
Built with you in mind.
Built with you in mind.
Just squeezed that one. It was my turn today, right?
Yeah. I almost screwed it up for you. Very good. You're the tightest. I mean, you always get it. You can have that much space and still get through.
Built with
you in mind.
All right, now we do have something happening for Halloween on the show today, though.
Ooh. This is officially, I think, the scariest music right here.
Oh, yeah. Buzz Girdley?
Yes.
Want to ask about your belly button surgery? Want to see what they did to you in a moment. But first, the more important news. Did you get the message about going shopping?
Yes, I did.
And do you have the items?
Yes, I do.
Robbie, would you please go get the items from Buzz in his airtight cubicle? Because it is Halloween-y.
Oh, my God. That's one of the extra ones. That's not one of the main ten.
Oh, my God.
Hey, wow. Save that for the staff.
We sent Buzz out to his favorite sex shop to get a bunch of weenies for Halloweeny.
Halloweenies, Don.
And are
they hollow? I don't know.
I don't think they're hollow.
No.
We are going to be offering $500 as a grand prize for any woman who comes down today for Halloweeny. The Halloweeny dildos are provided by Night Dreams in Bethesda, Maryland. Also visit Night Dreams Tyson's Corner or www.nightdreams.org.
Right.
They're wonderful. They supply us with all the sex toys.
Yes, they do.
Are they all uniform, Buzz, or are they all different ones?
I asked for 10 standard size, and they said to me, what the hell is standard size?
Well, look, it's a variety pack.
Well, what we really wanted was 10 of exactly the same size, and I'll explain to you why for Halloweeny.
Mm-hmm.
Although this thing...
These are all very close, actually.
This one...
That's not close to anything. That's in its own league.
That's right.
The Rambone.
The Rambone is a special gift from Diane and Kathy and Suki and Charles there at the Night Dreams.
I mean, and this one, it's as big as my friggin' car. Huge! It's a gigantic dildo.
It looks painful.
Hey, huge.
Ladies, here's what we have for you. We have 10 dildos that Buzz was nice enough to go pick up from a Night Dreams. Being as it's Halloweeny.
Yes.
Today on the show, anytime a woman wants to come by, Donna Mike World Broadcast Headquarters, 10800 Main Street, Toothless, Fairfax, Virginia. You don't have to have a trick-or-treat bag. You don't have to have a costume. No nudity involved.
Right.
The question is simply, what woman out there can get the most in her mouth?
Very good.
Interesting.
The woman who can gobble the most,
right,
will win $500 on Halloweeny.
It's a very generous prize.
Since it's all about weenies.
So the ladies will be goblins.
Yes.
They'll be goblin crazy, Rob.
Right. So girls, this is going to be an open competition throughout the show.
Good.
If you'd like to come by and, lay your lips on one of these babies.
Very good.
We are actually going to be measuring. We have 10 separate love tools. So there's no problem with getting another girl's cooties.
Right, very good. So we have 10 total Halloweenies, and they're all pretty much the same size. They look like to be different degrees of playfulness.
And for each of the girls, you'll be given the chance to see how much of this you can cram into your mouth.
Very good. And the winner, $500.
Yes, will be the woman who can take the most.
That's great.
And I would call our own Lisa
to be the very first one to give it a try.
All right, very good.
To see how much she could get.
Okay.
In her mouth.
All right.
She'll be using the microwavable.
You don't want to say the name of that one.
No, Hot Okke.
That's the world's first microwavable dildo.
Yes, this is a microwavable dildo. This is
look at that thing.
This is pretty much your standard size. Hi, Lisa. Hi, step on up to the microphone. Keeping in mind that you've seen the CBS sexual video.
Harassment video, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, the question is, right now, down your throat, how much of this can you get down?
I have a strep infection.
Oh, my God. Sounds like it.
And I don't want to be putting my germs on anything that will be passed on to...
You have strep?
This would be unique for you. We do have 10 separate dildos. Want to give it a try? We can mark how far you can get it in.
Not really.
Oh, she said no.
Not real? No, she didn't say no.
She said not really.
She said not really.
Well, what is that one? What does that do? Do I want a different one?
That's microwavable.
This is just a rubber one.
Oh.
Just made of rubber.
This isn't my bag. Okay. This isn't my thing. What the hell?
Okay, that's my girl. Right. Okay, let's see now. What I want you to do is take the Sharpie.
Oh, my.
And once you get as much of it as you can in your mouth, make a little mark.
Very good.
On the actual thing itself.
Okay. Right.
Okay, here she goes. A great sport.
Yeah.
Always there to help us out. We
Absolutely.
Love Lisa. She's going to be the very first to give the Halloweeny show a try.
On the count of three.
I don't do this ever.
All right.
Okay. Okay.
One, two, three.
Hold on.
You don't want to laugh.
She's having
trouble.
Don't
laugh too much.
Okay.
You have to take this very seriously.
As much as you possibly can.
Oh, she's doing a little yoga.
She's breathing in and out, right. And... wow. Not bad.
Very nice.
Pass it over, Lisa. Not
nice
bad.
Job.
I would say that
nice job is kind of the tester there.
Hey, Robbie, you got a ruler or a tape measure?
I'll get you one.
Yeah, get a ruler. Thank you, Lisa.
Now watch out. Don't put your hands on the germs now. You don't handle that too much. You've been sick enough.
I've just got my hands down here.
Very good. You're handling it very daintily.
By the handy... Buzz, why does it have a hole in the bottom of it?
Well, I guess you could use that with for your thumb, or it also has one of those vibrating magic bullets that can be...
and you can heat it? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it heats in the microwave. They tell you how long to heat it for what particular setting you want.
Well, unfortunately, that one's been contaminated now, Don, and you're going to probably, after we measure, you're going to have to throw that one away.
Mike, it's the world's first microwavable dong with the smooth, ribbed, pliable penis with the distinctive head.
It's got a little cartoon on it that shows the end of it getting hot, you know,
by
the red color, you know.
98.6 degrees of pleasure. All right, Rob's got the tape measure.
I think you better put it face down on the, tip down.
Okay.
And that way you can, there
you go. Lisa got 3.75 inches.
It was very nice of her to demonstrate, but I do know that there are people in our listening audience that will be able to blow that record, so to speak, out of the water.
And ladies, incidentally, if you're wondering about the total size of this unit, the total size is... let me see. 9 inches.
A good-sized dildo.
And that is the standard size that we'll be using today for Halloweeny.
Mm-hmm.
So girls, if you want to come down and you want to try your prowess on one of these brand new, totally wrapped up dildos, keep in mind that Lisa has already set the standard.
Yes, she has.
At 3.75 inches.
Will you let the young ladies keep their...
Dildos? What are we going to do with them afterwards? Absolutely.
Exactly. Good.
Right,
well,
now throw that one away because it's been contaminated.
As a wonderful souvenir of today.
Being the only man on this show that is officially germ-phobic.
Okay, there you go. It's gone.
There you go.
It's gone. It's out of our lives. So, girls, that's all we have for Halloween today on the show. That's
all we have. Don't sell yourself short. That's a fine Halloween competition.
Halloweeny on the Don and Mike Show. Now, I do have a ton of weekend stuff to tell you, including some celebrity stuff that happened
celebrity
to me.
Celebrity sightings
at the Monday night game. Some celebrities I came in contact with. We do have Dude Walker coming on the show today to do a new voice session with us.
Very good.
As I mentioned, Rob Spiewak was... brought back as the official on-field announcer from Monday Night Football last night.
Cool. Yes.
We'll get to goof on his tape, but I do believe our lead story has to be Buzz's surgery.
Right.
And Buzz, we've all been waiting.
Yes.
The question is...
Yes?
Do you, Guy Birdley, still have a belly button?
Yes, I do!
Yay!
It lives!
Well, now, how did...
How did that happen? I thought that they were just going to do away with it.
Well, that was one of the possibilities, I guess, is they looked in to see, you know, remember, it all goes back to the mesh, to the piece of screen door that's inside of my abdomen, and they were able to trim some of that off that was apparently causing the irritation, and hopefully that will solve the problem. We're going to check back with the doctor in a week or so and see how we're doing.
Do you feel like a new man now?
I feel pretty much the same.
You want to show us what you got doing there?
There's really nothing to see. It looks exactly the same, and if I take the bandages off, I have no new, fresh bandages to replace them with. But I will show you in the near future.
Okay. Is it nasty right now?
There's been a little blood, yes.
Oh, dear.
I was bleeding when I went to the dildo store yesterday.
But not the first time you've been bleeding and going to the dildo store, right?
Usually it's afterward, but
okay.
Yeah.
Well, the dildo store, Budsy's going to the dildo store.
Glad to hear that you're okay.
I'm fine.
I'm sad to say we will not be able to give away Buzz's belly button on today's show.
No, it will not be happening, Don.
Not yet.
The other medical news that we have, of course, was Mike and his failing heart condition.
I don't have the final word on that, but I did get some good news. There's a guy that was there. I think he's the radiologist doctor guy who came in. They normally like keep it hush hush until it gets to the doctor. You know, when
right.
I had what they call a little CAT scan of my heart because they wanted to get a better look at it today. So I had to drink this crap this morning, this barium, and then they inject you with iodine so that they can get a picture of the way all the veins and everything is going down there.
Jesus.
And I want to say hi to One Stick Vic, who's serious. Was fantastic. She was the nicest lady because, you know, no matter what it is, and I was told this is a precautionary thing to take a look at it, but it's still a nervous experience when you have to go into that little tube and then the computer says, hold your breath.
Yeah.
Breathe.
You know,
hold your breath.
It's just
breathe.
Three short weeks ago, I was out and down on the count and feeling awful about myself. And now just 3 weeks later,
we were laughing about that today.
Suddenly, I'm the healthiest guy on the show again.
I was sitting there, and they, you know, with the hospital gown, getting ready to have this little test done, and I'm telling my friend One Stick Vic, I'm telling her about all of us, how you just got done being on your back with a kidney infection. Buzz was going in to have surgery, and I'm getting my heart looked at on this machine. The only thing that I wanted to tell you about this procedure is that she said to me that when they inject you with the iodine, it's called a contrast thing.
Right.
It's like getting a picture of how everything's working. That's why they put the iodine in there. And she said, you may feel a little heat. She said, this could vary from feeling a hot spot on somewhere on your body to really feeling like you're burning up. That's what's going to happen. You're nodding so knowingly.
Yeah, I know about this.
So they're doing this. Do you know anything about that? Did
absolutely
you have
not.
Well, you know, you were near death a couple of weeks ago. So, you know, it wasn't too long ago that you were on your deathbed. So come on now. We're all old men. That's
I just want to say, hold on.
Yes.
I had a kidney problem, which is
right.
a problem I've had since a child.
Yes.
I managed to live 43 years with one kidney.
Yes.
I didn't have a heart problem.
I know. Hey, wait a minute.
And I didn't go in for surgery to have my belly button removed, okay?
We might have you on that one, you know. I mean, this was a routine, you know. This just came out of a routine procedure, though.
No. It's the same thing as Arnold Schwarzenegger, right, with the bad heart valves?
What she said. But she said she's probably, now remember this, probably being overly cautious. And then the guy said, my aortic root looks good. That's what the guy said at the place today. But they put it, you know, I don't like any of this. You have to put the little hospital gown and you know, I like it when somebody's, when they're going to stick you to put this stuff in your veins so they can see the picture. I like it when somebody's confident and she says One Stick Vic. I'm like, yeah, very good. And she was. One stick and that was it. She got the vein and everything was going well. But she said, you might feel a little bit of heat. And I said, okay. She said, this can vary. Sometimes you feel like you're really hot. Sometimes it's not even noticeable. So she starts putting the stuff in, and I did feel heat.
Mm-hmm.
I felt intense heat only in one part of my body.
Uh-huh. What part?
It was wonderful.
You feel heat in your balls.
It was,
oh, my God.
My balls are on fire.
Help me, Rhonda, help me.
But they put you into the little tube, and everything went according to plan. They didn't have to do anything different, and I was out of there. And, Vicky was very sweet, and I wanted to give her credit for that. Because I think, you know, for people that are really sick to go into that kind of thing, I would think that it's, it's a stressful thing, and I hope everybody gets somebody like Vicky, who was very sweet.
Well, let us know. About your impending doom.
I find out tomorrow, but the aortic root, which is really... The guy said it looks good. So, I mean, if the guy told me it looks good...
Anytime you're going in for any kind of heart trouble, Mike,
That's something else. Take your pulse.
I'm fine.
That's good.
Okay.
I'm glad to hear it.
I ran for 20 minutes yesterday and then did 20 more minutes on the cross trainer. So I'm...
Well, maybe that's what's screwing up your heart. Maybe after so long of doing nothing...
You know how to say that's a valid point.
Now that you're exercising...
That my body might just simply be rejecting the exercise?
Maybe it's like a car that's been in the garage for 40 years and you go back in, you try to turn it over...
How pathetic I am.
You put the jumper cables on and boom, the thing just blows up on you.
You know, I think maybe... Some have said that, but I've never heard it put that eloquently, and you're probably right that the body just is going, you know, what the hell are you doing?
Now, listen, if I'm betting you're fine.
I think I know you're fine.
He's the first to go, though.
Right. Oh, I think so.
I mean, him with his, you know, his oozing sores.
More people die from belly button injuries every year than heart disease combined.
Well, he's got the new belly button, and...
But we're all here. We're all healthy. Everybody's doing fine, except for Lisa, who's got strep throat. And I'm so glad she came into work today with strep throat. It's always encouraged.
Wonder how she got that strep throat, incidentally, huh? Mm. I wonder how she said she's not a fan of that particular act, but...
Yeah, really?
I just wonder.
Yeah, very interesting.
I just wonder.
You know, yeah, that's strep infection. You can get it from all different places.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike. How are you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
I've been listening to you guys since WAVA, and I wanted to, I've never called your show. I'm a little nervous, so please excuse me. I didn't know if you guys heard that Steve Allen passed away.
Yes, it's true. Mean Steve Allen, like Steve Allen and Jane Meadows?
Yeah. Steve Allen of the PTC Gestapo.
The very same Steve Allen.
All right, that guy who's trying to get all the radio and TV shows taken off the air. The guy with the bad toupee.
Yes. Steve Allen. I mean, everybody who knows who Steve Allen is.
Former host of the
original host of The Tonight Show.
I got nothing for Steve Allen. I got no love. I could care less if Steve Allen is dead. Steve Allen's one of these guys who... I said this when he was alive. His big claim to fame was he's written a million songs.
You know, you got to be careful here. There's a big show business room up there, you know, where they separate people because of their professions. Well, we, even though we're on the lowest rung, would be put in the show business room. And you would probably have to confront Mr. Allen.
Even God can't have respect for some guy who says he's in show biz because he's written 5,000 songs. Meanwhile, here's the average song for Steve Allen. Here's probably the song that he wrote as he was dying. I'm dying. I'm dying. It's over. It's over. I'm dying. I'm dying. Tell my dog Rover. Tell my dog Rover.
And song number 1,152.
Right, and that counts as a song for Steve Allen.
Well, when did he die, Buzz?
When did he die? Within the last 24 hours. They haven't said exactly. They've just simply announced that he's dead.
He passed away of heart failure at his son's house.
Oh, well, I can relate to that.
All right.
I wanted to also say that I've been listening to you guys so long, I'm feeling kind of old because you're talking about your health problems.
You know, I think we gotta definitely, you know, put a lid on that after today's show.
I'd like to point out that Mike and Buzz are talking about their health problems. I'm feeling healthy as a horse.
Hey, guys, I love your show, and thanks for having me on.
Thank you, my friend.
All right.
Now.
Bye.
Now
you are, you know, okay. How about your memory, okay? Come on now. Wasn't too long ago.
I know.
We're having our off day.
I know you are.
Okay. But we're back. Everybody's here now in control, gentlemen.
Yep. Feeling great.
Doing fine.
This is the weekend that I had, besides the football stuff, I got to tell you. Our refrigerator broke over the weekend, which is a pain in the ass because there was water all over the floor. And now Frida thinks that she has carte blanche to go out and buy the world's most expensive refrigerator. You know, I thought we had a goddamn nice refrigerator.
Nice ice box.
Double door, ice crusher,
right?
Ice water. And it's got this thing on the right-hand side, on the right-hand door, where you can actually open up a little compartment, like to get to your sodas and stuff, so that you don't have to open the actual refrigerator door.
I think I've seen that in your house. That's space age. Mm. That's state-of-the-art technology right there.
I've always thought it was. Well, all I know is that there was a puddle on the floor, and all of a sudden now we have to have the... What do they call it? The deep freeze? The
Sub-zero, Don.
Yeah, we got to have the sub-zero refrigerator.
Right. That's that's a super deluxe one.
Professional.
Yeah. Right. And the only reason you need that is if you own a restaurant or if you simply haven't figured out enough ways to spend every cent that your husband works his balls off for. So we are apparently getting a space-age...
Sub-zero.
Sub-zero freezer. And just when we got done arguing about this today, and I left to drive carpool, left there, did my errands I had to do, came back home, immediately saw that... the front of the house, the mulch down by the front of my house was on fire.
Oh, my God.
Yes. There was,
that was a good oh, my God, Buzz.
There was smoke, I mean, billowing out the bushes and the mulch.
You had a brush fire in your front yard.
Yeah, they're on fire, right?
Oh, why?
Well, I pull up, and immediately I see this, and I'm flipping out. I'm thinking, I mean, it's still a good, you know, 20 yards away from the front door, but I'm thinking...
But fire, and fire's not good.
I'm thinking, Jesus Christ, you know...
Think he did it?
My lawn is on fire.
Who? Right.
He who?
Jesus Christ?
No, I don't
think there was some sort of lightning.
I don't think Jesus Christ did it.
We've got a real high pressure system around.
So I run up to the house, and I get the hose.
Right.
And I come back down. I'm like the worst fireman of all time, trying to put this thing out. Finally, I get this fire put out. It's about a 6-foot area.
Just like, does it look like those little brush fires where just the surface of the ground is, you know, everything's burning on the surface of the ground?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And by the time I get it put out and get the water down there and everything, I mean, there's just this gigantic black area. So I'm thinking, Jesus, what is this? How did this catch on fire?
There you go, mentioning Jesus again. Right. He didn't do it.
Then I remember again, oh, wait a minute, hold on. My wife had work guys out of the house doing stuff today, right? Mm-hmm. So I pick up the phone, and I call the work guys, and I say, hi, I know you were here this morning doing something in the front lawn, doing something with the landscaping or electrical or something, and mm-hmm. all I know is that I came home, and thank God I came home when I did, because... You know, my front yard was on fire.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good thing it would have, you know, gotten up to your house eventually.
And the girl on the phone says to me, well, I can't imagine what that is because the electrical components are on the other side of the driveway. I don't know what it is. So I'm sitting there scratching my head.
It's a cigarette.
Mm-hmm. Right? I'm thinking maybe somebody tossed a cigarette. You know, maybe it's so hot outside, although it's 50 degrees, that somehow the mulch caught on fire.
And incredibly dry in the Washington area.
Meanwhile, I see the smoke has started again.
Yeah.
So I go back outside with the hose again. I'm still putting it on. I come back in, and now there's a flashing light on the answering machine, and I get the message, and it's the girl from the place. And the girl from the place says, hi, listen, it's me, and as it turns out, when we were out there at your place today doing some work, as it turns out, there was a small fire. And my husband, who does the work, it's a mom-and-pop organization, he thought that he had stomped out the fire. So we apologize. Mystery solved. Right?
Nice of him to let you know.
And that's all
I get. Nice of him to leave, too.
That's all I get. You know what? Hold on. Maybe I can call and play you the message. Okay, because this message flipped me out, and then I called the lady up, and I got no satisfaction from her. Because
they set your yard on fire and left.
Yeah.
And then, like, hours later, left you a message that it was us.
After I called them to say, hey, you know, my lawn is on fire.
Right.
You know, you guys were out working on stuff in my yard today.
I'd be out of my mind.
Right? They're thinking, thank God I came home.
Sorry we missed your call. Leave a message at the beep.
All right, hold on.
You have 4 line 2 messages.
Okay. 4 messages. I bet the first one's the one from the girl.
4 messages. Tuesday, 2:16 p.m. Line okay. 2.
Here we go.
Hey, Freda and Mike. It's Amber. And, Mike, I was getting back with you about the fire at the left gate post. Brad had welded. He had adjusted the stop so that the gates would close evenly, and that's what started the fire. He said he's tried to stomp it all out, but sometimes it smolders, and that's what started it. So I apologize.
Oh.
But victory solved. Thanks, bye.
Okay, so,
hey, terrific.
So I come back, I get this message, you know, that yes, her husband, indeed, started the fire.
With a welding tool.
Stomped right. it out and then left. So I get back and I call, and I want to say in their defense, I don't know, there might be a message on there after I yelled at the girl.
Sure.
But I'll check that off the air.
But I think I understand where you're going. It is kind of irritating when someone has done something that really is, well, causing a fire is way up there, you know, on the worker screw-up list, and then it's like, mystery solved.
And
so glad I thought I'd let you know.
And, of course, you know, it happens when Frida's out getting her hair dyed or whatever the hell she's doing today. So I call her up when I go home, and I go, hey, guess what? You know, the front yard's on fire, and of course, somehow, it ends up being my fault.
Of course.
She's like, well, how could this have happened?
It's kind of weird. That it was kind of a, you know, for that degree of a problem, it was kind of a nonchalant little message.
So I call the girl back, and I say, hi, it's me. Listen, I put the fire out.
Yeah, mystery solved. Goodbye.
I'm glad to know that you guys were responsible for it, that yes, the mystery has been solved. I said...
I like the part where sometimes things smolder.
I said...
Thank you, Smokey the Bear.
I said, but I'd like to know now what you're going to do, because I've got a giant 6-foot burned out area in my front yard, and a couple of our bushes were burned. And she said, well, I don't know. I'm going to have to get back to her husband on that. And I said, well, wait a minute. Hold on a second. You started the fire. She says, yes, but when we come out and make service calls, we don't carry water. I said, okay. I mean, I swear to God, this was a conversation.
We don't come with our fire truck.
Okay, I said, if he would have come to the front door and said, hey, I've caused a fire.
There is a fire in your front yard. Could I borrow some water?
Yeah, I said, we got a hose attached to the faucet right by the garage, or I could have brought him out a few buckets of water.
So hey, and there's always the main vein.
She said, so,
right.
Well, how can I help you? I said, well, I think that you guys should come back out, you should fix my yard, and you should replace the bushes since you started the fire. And then she says to me, but we were there to maintain your equipment. And I said, hold on. You're not coming out, like, as charity.
You're right.
You're coming out because we called you to fix something, and we pay you to fix something. You came out and welded something and caused my front yard to catch on fire.
And even if you're not paying them, if there's something wrong that they're repairing, they're coming out from your original payment anyway.
And I was getting more pissed as I continued my conversation with this girl, because I said, if I hadn't come home and had gone right to work, I could have gotten home tonight from work. My house could be burned down.
Right.
She said, well, I can understand that, but we're going to have to call you back.
Uh-huh.
And that's where I left.
Because the customer is always right.
Right. The guy starts a fire in my front yard today.
Or really what's happening lately, in my experience, the customer is usually wrong.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. So I was flipped out about that. Maybe one of the other messages is from them calling back.
I'm sure.
Telling me that they will, in fact, fix it.
You know, I think sometimes when people leave a message like that or have that cop that kind of attitude, it's to see if they can sneak it by, you know. And try to make it sound like it's nothing when it really is something, because they think if they have that tone with you, okay, problem solved, then you'll just be, oh, and then everything's all right, like magic will happen.
And you know what, at first I did have that feeling until I went back out and looked in my front yard.
And looked what had been done.
And saw this giant 6-foot spot of black where there used to be grass and mulch and bushes.
There's your burned yard. Now we know what caused it. Bye.
There it is. Bye-bye. Mystery solved.
Bye-bye. Mystery solved. La-di-da.
Mystery solved. But you know what? That serves Frida right, because I called Frida after I got the message from the girl, and I said, listen, you deal with these people, you call them back. And she said, no, you're there now, you put out the fire, you're mad, you call them.
Sometimes it's good to deal with people when you're a little irritated.
That's true. So I called them, I had my conversation with a girl, I hung up the phone, I called Frida, and I said, that woman is just a B-I-H. And she said, she's been nothing but nice to me.
Oh,
and
I love that.
I said, well, then, you know, maybe you've never called her when her husband's come out to our house and set the lawn on fire. I said, but all I did was what you asked me to do. I called up. I told her they should fix it. She said she'd get back to me. I got pissed.
I will give you an analogy here. If somebody is painting your house, if you pay a painter to come out, and he is painting your wall, and he puts the cigarette down and some leaves, and they catches your house on fire, it would probably be the painter's responsibility.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, at the very least, I would appreciate the fact, if he was out there welding, and he set the mulch and the grass on fire, I'd appreciate a heads up, you know, before.
You know, it just seems to me you got to work pretty hard to get a fire started with that. You know, you got to,
like, you got to be
using that torch down where something's catching on fire, and you, what, for the first 15 minutes or so, do you just figure it's going to go away?
I don't know. All I know is that I pulled down my street, and I asked you not, I saw billowing smoke when I turned onto my street, and I thought,
what?
Somebody's burning leaves.
Right.
I thought, this is a wonderful, you know, fall time of year.
Yes.
And as I drove down the street, the scent became more pungent. The smoke became heavier. I turned into my driveway, and I see
it's a bonfire.
I see it's my grass, my yard.
That is.
That's on fire.
That is so funny. That it's so funny fire. When people, like, nonchalant something like that.
So, I'll call during the break and check the messages and let you know. Good. Hopefully they will have called to say, hey, guess what? You're right. It was our fault.
Hello, one of our trucks backed into a tree in your yard, knocking it over, and it crushed one of your vehicles. And just wanted to call and say, mystery solved.
And then we also had plenty of tension this week because this weekend, because this is the weekend that Bart has decided, and I think all teenage guys do this. He's going to be 16 very soon. He wanted to move out of his bedroom and move into the basement.
Yeah. Okay, so he's going to be a little more independent.
Yeah, so this is the weekend that we had to haul all the crap from his room downstairs and get the room downstairs fixed up. And there was plenty of yelling and screaming by the three of us all weekend as we were going through this.
Now, is the primary reason he wants this due to access in and out of the home? You know, so that he can now, because, I mean, when...
Oh, no, if anything... It's more like being in jail.
Okay.
To be downstairs. There are no easier ways to get out of the house from being downstairs. What it means, though, is that he's no longer up on the same floor of the house as us. He's now down in the basement.
Yeah, you have a sliding glass door down there.
Yes, we do.
And he can just creep around the corner. And I'm not telling you anything you don't know. I know you know your house better than I do. But if he's in the... Is he down in Big Frida's room?
Yes, he is, as a matter of fact. You do know the layout of my house.
This is the part
well.
Of your home that I've spent the most time in due to the poker parties. And, you know, poking around down there. You know, you wouldn't move him into your drumming room. I mean, there would be no room
no,
for the
certainly
boy in
not.
That case. And you wouldn't make him, you know, sleep on a cot in the basement where you keep all your storage stuff.
Right.
So where he's going to be right now, I'm simply saying, well, first of all, he's got his own little bathroom right there. If he comes out, he goes right to the right.
Right.
He's got a perfect... See, I do know this.
You do.
I've studied the blueprint.
A little scary.
He can actually go down, you know, go into the little family room and right out the door.
Well,
and unbeknownst to you guys.
Okay, we do have an alarm system.
That's true, you have the alarm system.
And technically, he could do the same thing. He could simply have walked out of his old bedroom, come down the stairs, and walked out of the front door.
Yeah, because his old bedroom is, you know, down from yours. Yours is at the far end of the hallway, so he could come downstairs.
Right, and you would know that and remember that, I guess.
I would, because I've studied the floor plan.
From the many times you've been over. I wish I could say the same thing, having only been in your house once.
You don't know the floor plan of my home?
Absolutely not.
Oh, you got to come over again. I'll show you the Dennis Murphy suite.
Absolutely not. So we spent virtually the whole weekend, you know, moving him in and moving him out. And this is also the first weekend, as I mentioned, he's 15 and a half. This is the first time I said to him this morning as we were getting set for school, so tonight, do you want me to get home early tonight so we can go out? And he said, Dad, I'm not going trick-or-treating. Dad, I'm 15. And all of a sudden it hit me that, yeah.
Right.
He's a grown-up. I said, well, what are you going to do? He said, I'm going to hide outside and scare the little kids when they come up.
There you go.
And I thought, you know, the progression is just continuing. This is the weekend that he moved into the basement. This is the first Halloween that we haven't gone out together trick-or-treating, that he now wants to just hide out in the bushes and scare the little kids when they come up.
He's, you know, I think you got, like, an extra year out of him on that one,
yeah.
I think.
I think so.
Because you dig it so much, and you like to go out. I think that's why you got that extra year. So you got, you know, it had to happen sometimes, probably.
Yeah, I know. It's just a lot this weekend. You know, the moving and right. The no trick-or-treating, and then we got to have the space-age refrigerator.
later, that, you know, the lawn is freaking on fire. And, well, thank goodness, not only with my son hiding outside to scare the trick-or-treaters tonight, the smoldering grass, I'm sure, will scare kids away,
yeah,
too.
It'll create, like, a real nice Halloween-y kind of image. It'll be
right,
terrific.
Right, the smell of burning mulch in my front yard. Jesus Christ. And then we went to the game last night. Oh, I got to tell you about the celebs. Let me do a quick break, because I do want to tell you, the game last night was chock full of celebs.
Lots of people at the old stadium?
Yeah, and a lot of chance to meet, a lot of chances to meet them. Some of them very nice.
Right.
Some of them not so nice.
Oh, it's always nice when they're not so nice.
And, of course, our very own Rob Spiewak was there. He did the...
hey, Rob's back, ladies and gentlemen. Hey.
The on-field announcements for the Redskins, a move that we had been campaigning for last week on this show.
Rob, you got to make that a permanent gig. You got to do all the butt-sucking that you possibly can to make that permanent.
He already made... Didn't you already make the first butt-sucking phone call this morning to the Redskins to tell them how much you loved it?
I did. I called the Redskins today. I thanked them. And I mean, it's really not butt-suckery. I really had a blast last night.
Yeah, but it doesn't hurt to do as much butt-sucking.
And may I say, Mr. Schneider, that suit and tie was a brilliant combination.
Very handsome.
Give my best to Phil Hochberg.
And you got the tape, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. So Robbie and the Tennessee Titans coming up. Big show today. We'll clear the lines right now. Get a call 100. Give me a chance to call home, check my messages, see if they're going to pay for my ruined lawn.
Yeah, well, they should.
Phone number 877-365-3636. Call the girl who took 3 3/4 inches moments ago.
Mystery solved.
Lisa, standing by. Call 100 right now.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
I got a new record today. Is it okay if I play it on the phonograph?
Why, of course, Eddie. I think it's very nice for a young boy to be interested in music.
They've faced those demons before. Don and Mike.
Yeah, all right, so we're playing Superstition. We will have some pseudo Halloween stuff on today's show. Hey, still waiting for that first girl to show up for the Halloweeny. I love it when you do your nonverbal Stevie Wonder.
Thank you, thank you. I know it doesn't work on the radio, but I am doing my nonverbal Stevie Wonder.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you. Who's this?
Mike.
Mike, where are you from?
Westminster.
Mike, your prize is going to be absolutely with your enthusiasm level. I have a myriad of gifts I could give you, but I'm going to pay you according to the excitement level I'm feeling on the other end of the phone.
Yeah, I am excited, man.
Too late. Enjoy your free Verizon t-shirt. Even though Bell Atlantic has changed its name to Verizon, all your services continue as though nothing has changed.
Oh, no.
Thank you.
There you go. You deserved it.
And, you know, you might have won the suitcase full of diamonds, but not on this show today. Thank you.
All right.
Hold on, please. Oh, and your radio's up way too loud.
Oh, man, that's a shame. I thought for a while he might be in the running for the vacation loans.
You know, we do have a bunch of Halloween costumes, rentals. If you need any for the last minute, we have a French maid outfit, a genie outfit, the pirate outfit.
That's mine.
The NYPD outfit.
Right.
And I know this one is for you, Buzz, the nurse outfit.
Excellent. Thank
and,
you.
They are all courtesy of Forbidden Fruit, the only place to go for exotic adult lingerie and pleasure toys for men and women.
Now, does this mean you're not going to be dressing up because your son is done? So you're probably...
That's it.
It compounds the disappointment, wow. So you're not going to dress
That's
up.
That's it. I'm out of the running, actually.
You won't even, like, come to your door this evening for the late arrivals with the...
Nope.
With the Batman suit?
Nope. You know, we had the discussion last night. We had the family discussion. All of my various uniforms were laid out. I've got my my fake Star Trek uniforms. Then I've got the real Star Trek uniform that was actually worn by someone on the show, and I have my 3 different rubber Batman suits.
You know, some of my fondest memories of our long association are Halloween memories, but none will ever come close to the one Halloween that had any money and you in the Batman suit, and I think we
He was General Custer.
I forgot what room we were. We had a big... I think it was the old place. Was it the old place?
Yeah.
The old WAVA.
Right.
Where we had a big Halloween party.
Oh, I was so drunk.
And I went up to... And it was a two-tier thing, so you could go up to the second floor. You could go up to this balcony, and all I remember was looking over this balcony, and I see you running with your Batman cape flying in back of you, like from one area to the next. It was just it was great.
And Eddie Money was dressed as General Custer.
Absolutely.
And I'm not proud to tell you that I've been through many phases in my life. I went through the Star Trek phase.
Right.
I went through the Batman phase. Right. Unfortunately, when I've gone through these phases, I can't just have the cheap knockoffs. I've got to have...
The real suit.
The real suit. Like with Star Trek, I eventually ended up getting, from a woman who was the producer of the show, a real, actual Star Trek uniform that was worn on The Next Generation.
Right.
I called the movie company, and I actually went from getting the expensive knockoff Batman suit...
Exactly.
...to getting... The real Batman suit that Val Kilmer wore.
It was,
an incredible waste of thousands of dollars to buy these incredible rubber suits.
I don't think it was a waste at all. No. Because when you got that on, the look on your face was about the funniest thing I think I'd ever seen. Because you would immediately just go in, you would transform yourself into when you were in your Batman phase.
Well, Mike, everybody has to grow up. Bart's growing up. I'm growing up. This will be the first Halloween. I'm not being Batman.
Well, I'm not going to, even though my kids are going out this year for the first, they were out last year and the year before, but this is both of them 5 and 3. This is when they're both kind of into it. But I will not be wearing the suit because I couldn't, I couldn't wear any suit and do what you'd done with the Batman. It wouldn't be, I was always in drag when we'd have those Halloween parties, too. I was always dressed as Barbara Bush.
Wendy from Wendy's.
No, Don was Wendy.
I was Wendy one right? year. Oh, yeah, that's right.
I was Dave Thomas.
That's right. I forgot.
We've had some fine. Perhaps next year we can actually have another Halloween show. That would be big fun.
Days of Yore, weren't you Lucille Ball as well?
I was, that was one of my first.
Yes, you were.
Lucille Ball. I was also, let's not forget, Wolfman Jack.
Oh, I loved that. That was an excellent Wolfman Jack.
Yes, fine costumes over the years.
So listen, if you need any of these costumes, if you got a last minute Halloween party, call Lisa now at 877-365-3636. We have 4 costumes, courtesy of Forbidden Fruit. They were nice enough to give them to us to give away. We should have done it last week. We waited to the last second. So if you need a costume, call, and we thank you very much.
Very good.
Now, the game last night, the Redskins-Titans Monday Night Football game, we got there way early because the word was that the people who work in the parking lot were going on strike last night.
Right? I had heard that from some friends of mine, that they were going to go on strike, and there was a fear of real, like, worse gridlock than there normally is.
Yeah, because the worry was, and I don't know how much of this is true, how much is not true, that the Redskins would not allow these poor schmucks who work in the parking lot to unionize. They would not allow them to come into the stadium to use the bathrooms.
Right.
They would not allow these people to come into the stadium to buy a bottle of water.
Mm-hmm.
So the thought was for these people, for the biggest game of the year, the Monday night game, that they were going to walk out.
Right.
They were just going to go on strike. And, it's already a fuster clunk to get to the stadium any day of the week. So we got there plenty early yesterday. And Bart and I spent most of our time staring at Dennis Miller. And we had plenty of chances to talk to Dennis Miller. And, I'm a huge Dennis Miller fan.
You've been his biggest supporter.
I've read all of his books. I love his TV shows. His books are some of the few things I read, and actually they make me laugh out loud.
And his rants are fantastic.
I mean, the goddamn guy's funny. He really says what's on his mind. I really respect him and love him on Monday Night Football. But I just could not bring myself to walk up to him during one of the 1 million opportunities I had before the game yesterday. Just walk up and say, "Hey, Dennis, I'm a big fan. I really love you on the show," because that's like what every dick says to him. And I'm sure after someone says that to him, he just shakes their hand and goes, what a dick that guy is. So we spent a lot of time just looking at Dennis Miller. And
just staring at him through the glass? Is that what you were doing? Like he was some kind of giving him the panda syndrome?
Well, subtly we were giving him the panda syndrome because he was in the next booth next to us. And at one point we were down on the field about 3 hours before the game, and he was on the field 3 hours before the game. So we've been making all of this
eye contact without any real conversation. He had a T-shirt on that said, "I'm with Albino," okay, which is what he calls Al Michaels.
Did it last night in the game, too.
Which I thought was funny, and I kept saying to Bart, using Bart as my crutch, "Do you want to meet Dennis Miller?"
Well, yeah, kids are great that way, because right, then he can walk up and say, "Dennis, my son would like to meet you."
And as it turns out, Bart said, "No."
No, Dad.
"I don't really want to meet Dennis Miller." So, okay, so I'm not going to have a chance to meet Dennis Miller. And we went back upstairs. We started to get ready to do the pregame show, and I got to take a leak. And I go into the bathroom from door, but Dennis Miller.
Did you get a look at it?
And, well, no, I didn't. But I'll tell you this, that there were 6 urinals. I was the only guy in the bathroom, and I used the urinal all the way to the right.
Okay.
There were 6 of them lined up, and I used the one to the right. Dennis Miller came and used the one directly next to me.
That's odd.
Okay, that's a weird guy move, because yeah, most guys would go to the one on the opposite side all the way to the left.
That's weird.
So he takes the one next to me, and being as I've been staring at him all night, and he knows that I have something to do with broadcasting, because he's seen me in the next booth with a headset on, and this bathroom that they have us in at the owner's club level.
Very nice.
I mean, it's immaculate. It's like being in Wayne Mansion. It's like Batman's house. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's cherry wood everywhere and nicer stuff than any house I've ever been in. He looks around as he's taking a leak and he says, and I said,
so he spoke first.
He spoke first, and I said, "Yeah, it's real nice." Thinking, do I say anything else?
Right.
What do I do? Mm-hmm. So at that point,
is that when you told him you loved him?
At that point, I'm done. I step away, and I think what I think is the dumbest thing I could have said. I said, "And Dennis, keep my back away from my urinal." I said, "And watch this." And I stepped away, and they're the urinals that immediately flush after you walk away from them. I mean, that's certainly no great bit of technology, but that's what I said.
So you said, "Watch this," like it was some special thing you were showing him?
I said, "And Dennis," like he's my friend,
uh-huh,
"watch this." And I stepped away, and it flushed, and he said nothing.
Yeah.
So at that point, I went over and...
thinking you'd failed.
I went over and started to wash my hands, and I'm thinking, do I want to drag this on long enough to have more of a conversation with him?
Right.
And fortunately, he got done taking his pee. He came over, and as I was at one sink, he was at the next. He looked over and he said, "My man... you got a giant wet spot on the front of my pants."
You were nervous.
And I said, "Well, Dennis, that's a tribute to you." I said, "Because I was really not thinking about what I was doing." And then it was at that point, he said, "Hey, man, you know, I'm just a guy doing a job." He said, "What do you do?" And I said, "I do the pregame show for the Redskins." And then, keeping in mind, it's taking a leak, I went like this with my hand. Now, I just got done washing my hands.
Of course.
I am like...
I love you.
I'm like a star effer with this guy.
Right.
I put my hand out and he says, "Hey, no thanks. I saw where that hand just was." Keep in mind, I had just washed the hand.
Right.
So I said, "Well, listen, just want to say, big fan. Really love you. You don't want to bother you." And as I turned and I started to walk out of the men's room, he said, "Is everybody around here always this tense?"
I want to ask you, when you answer me honestly here, when I ask you about did you use the F word with him? Did you say I'm a big effing fan?
Yeah.
You would.
Of course I did.
Okay.
Of course I did.
You know, Dennis Miller, it's no secret.
Right.
He loves that word.
Well, and I use it a lot, too. Most guys use it a lot.
Yeah.
So, as I was walking away, you know, just processing all of this, that, hey, wait, I talked with Dennis Miller. We talked about the bathroom. That was a bad move to tell him that the toilets flush by themselves. Was a bad move, but a funny move when he pointed out the wet spot on my pants.
You're killing me.
I shouldn't have asked him if he wants to shake hands.
You're replaying the whole thing in your mind.
Processing all this. I turn and I walk around, and he says, "Hey, man." And I turned around and I said, "Yes." He said, "Is it always this tense around here?" And I thought, of course, since the world revolves around me, I thought he meant me. I said, "Oh, no, listen.
I'm just, you know, a big fan, and I didn't want to come on like a dick. And he said, no, 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 I'm not talking about you. He said, all the people around here. Is it always this tense?
And so he picked up on the that fantastic vibe inside FedEx Field.
I said, oh, yeah, it's like being in a Stalag up here. I said, you should check out the all of the security guys
right.
talking into their wrists with a headset. I said, yeah, they run it like a concentration camp. And he said, cool. All right, cool. That's just not me. And I said, no, it's not. And then I realized at that point I should have exited, but I just stood there for a second.
I love you.
And he was still washing his hands.
Right.
And he was just looking at me.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I will see you around.
So you didn't at that moment just step inside and say, mind if I stand here for a minute?
No.
So he sounds like he was very friendly. His rap is that he's a nice guy.
He was very nice, and I actually made it out of there okay, and then went back to my booth, and here's what he really cracked me up. It was about 5 minutes to nine. I was just getting done with our pregame show, and he was just getting ready to go on the air to do Monday Night Football. And he's in the next booth. And I looked over, and I'm purposely trying not to look at him. But I see him.
You can't help yourself.
I see him doing this, where he's giving me the two-hand sign.
Waving
at
you.
He's waving at me. So I look over there, and he stands up. And he points to his crotch. And he goes, are you okay? You know, like, do I still have the big wet spot down on my crotch?
That is funny. So he's just having a good time.
Yeah, so I got nothing but great things to say about that.
Oh, that's terrific. That's a nice, I like that. That's good that he was a cool guy.
And then we got done with the pregame show, and as Bart and I were getting ready to leave this little broadcast area, Bart came into the booth, and he said, oh, my God, Dad. Adam Sandler is here.
Big daddy.
Right, yeah. Well, you know all the movies. You know, Happy Gilmore,
sure.
You know, the Waterboy.
Right.
All the stupid movies that we love that Adam Sandler does. Now, at this point, I've just gotten over my Dennis Miller experience. And Bart said, I want to meet him. And I said, then walk up and introduce yourself to him. He said, come on. I said, listen, you wouldn't help me with Dennis Miller.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to help you with Adam Sandler. Look, he's sitting in a chair by himself. Walk up. You know, don't be a jerk. Just say hi to him. So now I'm watching this through a window, and I'm thinking, Dennis Miller was so nice. I hope Adam Sandler's not a dick to my kid.
Right.
And imagine I'm very pleased as I see through the window. Bart walks over to Adam Sandler, puts his hand out. They shake hands, and then I see Adam Sandler give him the sign, sit down. So now I see Bart, he's in heaven.
Oh, that's so cool. Nice when a celebrity's nice like that.
He's sitting down next to Adam Sandler. They spend a couple of minutes together. He gets up, he leaves, and I can tell he's trying to be cool, but it was probably much the way that I was when I got done peeing on myself with Dennis Miller, because Bart's getting up to walk away, but he's looking like, I just talked to Adam Sandler.
Yeah, very cool.
I just talked to Adam Sandler. So he comes in the broadcast booth, and I say, how did it go? He says, he asked my name. He asked if I like the Redskins. He asked what movies I like of him.
Oh, that's great.
So it was very nice. And by this time, the game's on. Our guys are calling the game. The Monday Night Football people are running the game. And Adam Sandler is still kind of just walking around, and all of the people who were up in this area where we broadcast from, the owners club.
Oh, the people, yes, with the big bucks.
These are the people, remember, who pay the most money to come to these games.
They're treated with a great deal of respect.
And even though Adam Sandler is a giant star, he's dressed like a bum.
Right.
He's up there, he's wearing ratty jeans and a big baggy shirt, and to look at him, you wouldn't really recognize him as Adam Sandler. He has short hair and he has glasses on.
Was he wearing a hat?
Nope, not wearing a hat.
All right.
And he just looks like a bum.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of these people who hold their pinkies in the air when they drink their coffee,
they're giving him weird looks. And I know that Adam Sandler's getting this vibe as he's walking around.
Like maybe some of those people didn't recognize him?
Yeah, as he's walking around this room where they have bar and like a food spread and stuff. So he keeps just walking around the room over and over again. And then his dad came up to me.
Mr. Sandler?
Adam Sandler was there with his mom and his dad.
Does his dad talk like him? Hello, you, where's my son?
No, his dad is just a middle-aged fat guy.
Right.
Right? And the dad comes up to me, because at this point, Adam Sandler is just staring in the window, right, looking at them doing the Monday Night Football game. And his dad comes up and says, how can we hear that? And I said, I don't know. I don't run the sound out here. I think that they run the sound from the radio booth. Mm-hmm. I said, if you want to hear the TV, I guess you could actually go inside the TV booth. And he said, thank you very much. And then he opened the door, and they're on the air doing Monday Night Football. He opens the door and he says, hey, how can we hear this out here? Now, he didn't say it loud enough for it to get on the air, of course.
Right, right.
But like all of the technicians and stuff.
How old did Mr. Sandler Sr. appear to be?
Pushing 60.
Pushing 60, okay, so not that 60. Old.
So they immediately shuffle Adam Sandler's dad out of the booth, and they're standing there, and they're talking to him, and all of a sudden I see him point at me. And one of the guys from Monday Night Football comes over and goes, did you tell him he could just walk in there? I said, now, and keep in mind, Adam Sandler's father is standing about 10 feet away. I said, yeah, that's Adam Sandler's father. He said, I don't care if Jesus Christ, father, nobody walks into the booth when we're doing the game. I said, well, I think his son, Adam Sandler, is in there. He just wants to hear what's going on. He said, you do not have the authority to tell anybody that they can come into the Monday Night Football booth.
Oh, God. Everybody's got the power to.
Everybody's got it. So then at that point, Bart and I were sitting down having a soft drink, waiting to go to our seats, and we spent some quality time with the Sandlers, with Ma and Pa Sandler.
And with the boy, did the boy show up again? Or did you get any one-on-one time with Adam Sandler?
The only time I got was when he came out of the booth, and he walked by, and this was nice. He said, how you doing, Bart? Remembered his name.
Right.
And I said, hey, I'm Bart's dad. He was walking by in an entourage. I said, thanks for not being a jerk to my kid. And he said, no problem. He just kept going by.
Now, you mentioned that there were some celebrities that were not so nice. Was there another celebrity that you bumped into that might not have fallen into the nice category?
Yes, there was.
Oh, good.
There was. And her name is Melissa Stark.
I'm Melissa Stark from ABC, the field reporter for Monday Night Football.
Yes, and we've actually had her on the show. And although we're certainly not friends, we're not even acquaintances.
We had a very nice interview with her, didn't we?
We were down on the field.
No, it went really well.
We were down on the field before the game, and we were looking at an awful lot of people who were down there. And at one point, I'll admit it, I was staring at her, checking her out.
How did she look?
Well, she has a little boy's body.
You've said that before.
She has a nice ass, but, you know, not much up top.
Right.
And I was kind of checking her out because she was, like, getting in and out of different coats and stuff to decide what she was going to wear.
Oh, really? She was doing a little fashion thing.
Right. Yeah. And we were looking all over the place. We were talking to a bunch of people, but we were also, you know, checking out Melissa Stark. And as we walked by her, she said, I don't like being stared at. And,
oh,
you know, the comment was, I guess, at me.
Right.
And I said, well, I'm sorry. I wasn't aware that I was. She said, oh, yes, you were. And
oh, my God.
It was at that point that I had to bite my lip.
I don't like being stared at. You're stared at by 100 million people every week. Get in another business.
I know. She just wasn't very nice, though. But the king prick, and he wasn't a king prick to me. I just saw him being a king prick in general.
Right.
Is Al Michaels.
Oh, really? All right. Do you believe in miracles?
I saw Al
Michaels.
That doesn't
surprise me.
I saw him yelling at guys on his crew as nice as Dennis Miller was. And Dan Fouts was walking around very accessible. Old Al Michaels, he sits there like the king in his court.
Well, you remember him at the Rudy's party last year. It was that same kind of thing. Huh.
And, you know, I saw him yell at a guy for bringing him the wrong kind of popcorn in the booth.
Wow.
And I mean, I just got a vibe that Al Michaels was not...
Yeah, I've gotten that vibe, too.
Not the nicest man there.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. Dennis Miller, I'm delighted to hear that he was as nice as he was. I think he doesn't take it too seriously, and I think that's perfect for that gig.
No, but Jesus, come on.
But I mean, you know what?
He spotted the wet spot on my pants.
It's hysterically funny, you know? I mean, that he did that. But Melissa Stark, I don't like being stared at.
That's weird.
I mean, my God, if you're a TV person, you got to deal with that. That comes with the territory.
You know, I had to bite my tongue because there's so many things that now I wish I could have said, like, well, hey.
Like, how about F you?
Yeah, hey, listen. Honey, you're only on this show because you're a piece of ass, okay? You know, I don't think you're not a dick about football. It's just you're nice to look at. But, you know, yeah. I was walking by, and incidentally, I was not the only guy who was staring at her.
Of course not. Well, especially if she's, like, trying stuff on.
Right. You wouldn't want to stare at her.
Of course.
Right on your different coach. Couldn't help but stare. Ooh, that's a nice one. Yeah, try another one.
Yeah, put on a coat, Melissa.
You know, you look real good in that coat, Melissa. It's dark. That's nice. Put on that nice leather jacket. No, why don't you...
Ooh, that's terrific.
Why don't you try to put on that brown jacket, Melissa?
Hey, you know what you look good in? You look good in the Dallas Cowboy cheerleader outfit.
But she was...
Put that on for the Halloween show.
She was not very nice, and Al Michaels, although I had, like I said, no real contact
you just,
with him.
You catch the vibe, and you see it, and you observe, and people create an aura about them.
Did not appear to be nice, but, you know... Dennis Miller, I was happy with that. Yeah. Listen, I'm a star effort. I'm sorry. I can't get over it.
You know, in my opinion, really, when watching the broadcast and hearing, you know, Dennis Miller, I don't know if for people that don't read all the TV sports crap, is still taking a tremendous amount of heat about his performance on Monday Night Football. And I think, once again, we are forgetting, you know, I know Al Michaels is a good play-by-play guy, but I think what people are forgetting, Al Michaels ain't a party kind of guy. He's not a laughable guy. And I get the impression when I'm watching that telecast that the Al Michaels humor is very much fake. It's very much contrived. And Dennis Miller is still funny, but the Al Michaels is still, you know, the way he was with Boomer, which is kind of a humorless guy.
And the thing that was pissing Al Michaels off a lot, I think, as we watched them in the booth, was the fact that, and it's an open-air booth, every, you know, Joe Sixpack in the crowd was yelling out, "Hey, Dennis!"
Yeah, I bet he doesn't dig that.
"Dennis, you the man!"
Right.
"Dennis!" Meanwhile, no, you know, nobody's walking by yelling, "Hey, Al Michaels,
right,
you're number one."
Sure.
Oh, and you know, there's this feud between Al Michaels and Boomer Esiason.
Oh, yeah, I side with Boomer. And Boomer's a nice guy. Boomer's a very nice guy.
So supposedly Al Michaels got Boomer Esiason fired. Well, last night, before the game, the two of them were talking on the field together at about the 35-yard line.
Wow.
And at one point, Larry said to me, "Hey, look in the ABC booth." And we look in the ABC booth, and I ask you not, there are six different people. Dan Fouts, Dennis Miller, the director, a producer, technical guys. They've all got the binoculars on.
And they're all looking at
and
him.
And they're all looking at Al Michaels with Boomer Esiason.
Yeah, that tells you something right there.
Yeah.
That tells you something about Al Michaels.
It was a very nice night. I was glad for Bart. I was glad for me.
Very anxious to get away.
Yes.
And then in your zeal to show Dennis how the toilet worked.
So many mistakes I made.
How the urinal worked. But look, he will remember you forever. That's the man that urinated in his pants.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Adam Mike.
Yes.
Hey, I just wanted to talk to you about Melissa Stark. Last night, did you see when she interviewed Adam Sandler? And after the interview, she didn't know she was still on. She was like, "Hey, wasn't that a great interview?" And she just looked so stupid the way she was, you know, her expressions and everything. Did you get to see that at all?
No, I didn't see that. She's cute. I mean, listen, she's a cute girl. That's why
there's no question.
That's why she's got that job.
Sure.
Ow, she's nice to look at.
That's why Eric Dickerson's got that job.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
And he looked dreamy in that yellow outfit.
God damn, he is the worst, isn't he? Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
I was just calling to tell you that I saw Rudy Martsky, Al Michaels, and Boomer Esiason, and we all had glorious four-way sex.
All right, come on. I talk about you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, let's talk to Don and Mike.
Yes, you're on the air with us. Hi.
Oh, hey, my cousin actually made a movie with Adam Sandler.
Really?
Yes, he was Shooter McGavin.
Who was she?
He was Shooter McGavin, Christopher McDonald.
Shooter McGavin? Is this Adam Sandler movie?
Was that the guy that he played golf against in Happy Gilmore?
He's the bad guy in Happy Gilmore. Now he's on that show Family Law, I think.
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, I know the guy you're talking
about. Funny guy, funny actor.
He was also in Thelma and Louise as the, as the bad husband.
Plays a good dick.
That's your cousin?
Yeah.
I like that guy.
And he was also in the movie Leave It to Beaver.
Yes, he was.
And he plays like the quirky, goofy villain, and nobody does it better, I think.
He was also Jack Barry.
Jack Barry, that's right. He was Jack Barry. Wow. He's a great actor.
He's a lot of fun.
Are you kissing cousins?
He's first cousin.
You're his first cousin?
First cousins, yep. He's one of seven.
You should have him call the show sometime.
Is he funny in real life?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, I would
get that. Elvis. He sang an Elvis song at my brother's wedding 2 years ago.
All right, here he is. God. We got a clip from Quiz Show.
Good evening, I'm Jack Barry. Good evening, I'm Jack Barry.
Bye.
Good evening, I'm Jack Barry.
Goddamn, we gave that table workout.
He was so good at that. He's been good in a lot of stuff that he does.
Well, Family Law is like it's a good show for him. It fits him well.
Family Law sucks, but you tell him.
I liked it.
Tell him to call us.
Going to take off with Tony Danza.
Yeah, tell him to call us.
Okay, I will.
All right, thank you.
Okay, I'll give him the number.
Thank you.
And
all right, bye bye.
And who doesn't believe that Tony Danza would be able to get through law school?
Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you could tell me. I got there's all these out over here on my street is people. Like little kids wearing outfits walking around knocking on my door.
Is this my guy?
I was wondering, you guys get the PlayStation 2?
It has that same sound. Is this the guy that sings to me?
I don't think so.
Because I was playing that PlayStation 2, and those guys are real. Guys look like they're real.
No, this is the PlayStation 2 guy.
I think might be
I've
one of the
same. I've been playing nonstop, and now these kids are at my door.
Oh, that reminds me with all the trick-or-treaties. Hey, Rob? Where's Rob A? Hey, Rob?
Rob just went out in the hallway to grab something.
Rob, did you get all your razor blades?
Oh, yeah.
No, stop it.
I know that every year he likes to get a nice gross of razor blades.
Rob, stop doing that now that you're going to be a parent.
One of the greatest things about working at the radio station is there's always razor blades laying around. And once they're a little dull, they don't mind if you take them home.
Stop it, both of you.
Hello, Donna. Nice golden delicious.
Bad boys.
Hello.
Let the police shut that down.
Bad boys.
Hello, Donna. Mike show.
Yeah, this is Don and Mike show.
Hey, I don't know what he does with the razor blades. All I know is that every Halloween, Rob says to me, can you help me get 400 to 500 razor blades?
Yeah, it's just sick.
I think I've been into a seat.
They ought to kick him right out of the stadium.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. What can we do for you?
I'm calling from up in New York. I know you bailed on the Redskins a few weeks ago. I didn't know if you were back on the bandwagon or not. Later on, so I was just curious.
Because your team's in first place, the New York Times.
I'm a Patriots fan, a Red Sox fan. I could care less about New York, but that's where I live. So.
My real team, listen, the only team I care about is my fantasy team, which is 9-0, and won the money again this week.
Yeah, but not for long though. I'm coming on strong. I'm about to knock you off.
What is your record?
1-8.
Yeah. 1-8.
I have one victory, and I believe if I'm not mistaken, my victory came in the first week. So I think I have I've rattled off 8 consecutive losses.
And that, you know what I love best about fantasy is rubbing it in the face of Broyhill, because Broyhill's whole thing this year is his attitude is, hey, I don't really care. It's not really the same for me. I won it last year, so I really don't care. Meanwhile, he's 7-2.
And here he comes.
Here he is now.
I just want to be here for this.
And his comment to me yesterday was,
you got lucky as hell with Derek Alexander.
That's right.
You did.
And
it was his biggest point week of the year.
I said to him, I pointed out my head.
You had no choice but to play him.
I said, who was smart enough to draft Derek Alexander this year?
Pick him up later.
He had a great game.
No. I drafted him.
And you never played him till last week.
That's first week I needed him.
Uh-huh.
First week I needed him.
Okay.
That's why I got it right there, Charlie. Right there. It kills you.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
It kills you.
It doesn't kill me because I'm so bad. I am so bad that it doesn't matter. If I was like, 4-4, 4-5,
or 7-2.
Or 7-2, I'd probably be more into it.
Or 9-0.
Or 1-8. And I tried. That's the thing that really sucks. I got up early. I went through the paper. I checked the websites to check all the injury reports. I actually fielded a team. I actually, sent the old... Because sometimes, a couple of weeks of the season, I've just blown it off. I've gone out and played golf, but this was one of those weeks where I actually...
You really tried?
Yeah, I tried. I tried to put a competitive team on the field, and I scored 50 points. You boys scored...
Yeah, 61.
You scored, 244 points?
No more than that, like 155. $150. Yeah, where's my money?
Upstairs. I don't know how much you're supposed to get. The commissioner has not told me that.
$80.
Commissioner's in
no,
the building.
Probably.
Today.
I probably didn't read the email all the way.
The commissioner is in the building.
He always is.
$80. I'd appreciate my money. ASAP.
Hey, I wonder how all those people that I didn't let have Antonio Freeman feel right now.
He scored zero last week.
He got zero. He sucks. Brett Favre sucks.
I'd like my money for the league you don't care about, please.
Okay.
9-0, because I drafted Derek Alexander.
Way to go.
I drafted him. That's right. Using the noodle. Using the noodle. Picked up Rydell
Anthony. Who is your starting quarterback this week?
Trent Green.
Trent Green, who had another good week.
That's
How
right.
many points did he score this week?
40-something.
40-point by himself, you see?
By himself.
I have a 22-point quarterback. I have Kerry Collins, who I got from you. But you know, Brad Johnson wouldn't have fared much better.
Oh, no.
Would have fared worse. Kerry Collins did better than Brad Johnson.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
And Drew Bledsoe's back this week, so my prospects are going to really turn around.
Well, Charlie, I'm looking forward to being the first team in the history of our fantasy league to go.
Go undefeated.
Undefeated the whole
year. Can I just say also about Ron Dane? Ron Dane, like, carried the ball 150 times down to the 2-yard line, and that's when, like, your right testicle decides to hurt or whatever happened, and then they hand it to a no-name who scores the touchdown. That totally and completely sucks. That was one touchdown that I really got ripped off on. I wanted that touchdown. And don't both of you can take those looks and shove them up your patoots. Both of you looking at me like, oh, poor pathetic. There was a year that I went to the Super Bowl, boys.
And lost.
Ouch. F you.
Lost to Jimmy. See, that's the whole thing with Charlie. They don't get pissed me off about Charlie. I don't mind that he's competitive. I don't mind that he really does care about it.
You know,
I do mind that his whole rap this year is, hey, you know, I'm not into it, man.
I'm really not.
Let me tell you this right now.
But I like to bust your balls about it.
That's one of my verbal crutches. Let me tell you this right now.
Another?
Let me tell you
All
this.
Right.
Let me tell you this right now is one of his crutches.
Oh. I'll tell you this. That next year, a lesser man would say, hey, I don't want to play anymore. I don't want to do fantasy anymore. No, I'm going the other way. I am going into next year's fantasy draft, not only with the first draft choice, because I'm going to have the worst record in the league. I am going to put personal time. I'm not going to steal the list from people anymore.
Oh,
I am going to research. I am going to subscribe to magazines. I will have my own list of 100 players that I will hand select in the order, and I swear to you, I will not finish any lower than second place next year.
In your division?
In the league. In the
you
league.
You want Mel Kiper's number? He could probably help you out.
Let me tell you right
have
now.
Have him over to the house?
Let me tell you, Charlie Broyhill, I'm going into next season. I am going to be prepared.
Hopefully.
I'm going to get there early. Screw the Bloody Marys. I'm not doing it anymore because I am going to be focused. I'm going to be ready to go.
Okay.
And I will have an incredible draft, and I will have a juggernaut based on my first pick.
Stay at the
Breezeway. Who will not be Kurt Warner.
Breezeway.
Huh?
Stay at the Breezeway.
I'll stay wherever. You don't worry about where I stay, pal.
Ooh.
I'll be ready to go. 1-8. It's going to be my springboard, and I might not have as dominating a season as Don has this year.
Who
but
can,
I,
Mike?
I, you're absolutely.
I'm rewriting the history.
I am not going to take away credit from you for an incredible juggernaut. I mean, you are the Miami Dolphins of 70 whatever. You
a
know?
Genius team, an absolutely genius team.
And I do not think, and I will disagree with you here. I do not think that Derek Alexander is luck. I think he did.
Of
he did
you
draft.
Don't.
He drafted Derek Alexander. He made the draft. And he put him in the lineup, and he went and had a great day.
Better than Rod Antonio Smith Freeman. And Ed McCaffrey were on a bye.
Yeah, and Rod Smith
That's
and
the
Ed,
only
and,
reason.
And Rod Smith and Ed McCaffrey are also great receivers.
Yes, they are.
I can't help it that I outdrafted all you guys. That I knew you needed a lot of receivers to win in this league. Come on, admit it.
No.
I had a better draft than you.
Oh, you did.
I got a better team than you.
You do.
I'm going all the way.
I don't care.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
It's killing you. That's all right, though, because I enjoy it more.
I care deeply.
Listen, you, no hiding your emotions. I know how you feel.
All right.
But you, I know it really does bother you.
How do you know?
Hey, because give me a little credit. It bothers me a little bit, too,
Mike,
that you're doing this It doesn't bother me as much as it bothers him, but it bothers me a little bit.
I just said, listen.
It doesn't bother me as much as it did at the beginning when I had a chance of maybe being competitive. Now it's like, you know, you might as well go ahead.
You're wearing your
emotions. Why traded you Brad Johnson?
You're wearing your emotions on your sleeve. Charlie Broyhill is always, you know, covering them up. If you really don't,
it's killing me.
If you really don't care about the league, why do you send a lineup in every week? Why do you pick players up off the waiver wire?
I want to compete.
Ah, so you do care?
No, I want to compete.
Why
competing
would you?
If you want to compete, that means you care.
I don't care if I lose.
Then why don't you turn in? Why don't you play your second stringers next week?
I'm just going
to
turn.
Hey, if you don't care if you lose, would you like to help me out?
No.
But just for old time's sake?
No.
If
what old time's sake?
If you don't care, why don't you not play Peyton Manning next week?
Or why don't you trade Peyton Manning to me for Kerry Collins?
No, I'm going to talk to somebody about a trade with Peyton Manning later.
How about Antonio Freeman for Peyton Manning?
No.
If you really don't care, why don't you just start second stringers?
I will next time I play you.
How about how about Peyton Manning for Antonio Freeman and Dorsey Levens?
Excuse me.
I'm sorry.
How about Peyton Manning for Dorsey Levens and Antonio Freeman?
No.
How about Peyton Manning for Dorsey Levens?
He's not going to do it.
Antonio Freeman. The rest
Ron
of
Dane?
My team.
I have Ron Dane too.
Yeah,
I want him though.
Ron Dane.
He's not going to do it. Look, no. because he cares. He cares. You just won't admit it. He cares.
I'd like somebody maybe to give me a charity player.
He'd love to be 9-0. It's killing him. I'm 9-0.
You're killing me.
It's killing you.
Killing me.
It's killing you.
It's killing me.
I haven't seen you walk away from the microphone.
True. You keep asking me questions.
I know, but
okay. You guys are so mature.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Now you go. Now that I've told you what to do. Now that I've virtually told you to walk away, that it's the thing to do.
We need to break for Dude Walker.
Okay. All right. Let me take one call. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
I'm telling you, it's killing him. I'm loving it.
How can you possibly be 9-0 and Mike be 1-8? Don't you have to have a loss somewhere?
What?
If you're 9-0 and Mike is 1-8,
yes.
Don't you have to have a loss for Mike to win one time?
No. Hello, dummy. There are 12 teams in our league.
Yeah, but doesn't one person win the pot each week?
Yes.
Well, what is
it goes, it's head-to-head.
What is your confusion? Hold on. We've played 9 games. I've won them all.
And Mike said he's 1-8.
Yeah. Right. He's won one game.
I've won one game and lost 8 in a row.
He hasn't won the money.
I thought there's just one pool each week, one winner each week.
Whoever
wins all the money.
Whoever scores the most points wins the money. Mike's never won the money.
I see. I understand.
Not this year. You don't have to make it so final. I won like 4 pots one year. Last year or the year before? Year before.
2 years ago.
Which would be the year before.
Mike. Well, listen,
that would be 2 years
ago. I'm like Royal, I do care.
I care too. Okay?
Okay.
All right. I know I won the money 2 years ago.
I know you did.
All right. Did you get fitted for that adult diaper yet?
Oh, now, listen.
Hey, gotta go for whatever I want. I just cared a little
bit. You ready for the election next week?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Are you really?
Yes, I am. Okay. Yes, very much so.
So am I.
Who knows where that's going
to
go?
So Amen. Am I. Let me know if you'd like to double or triple those stakes.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, really?
No way, Jose.
Okay. All right.
No way.
Let me know. I'm feeling good about my man. About old G-Dub. What?
The Red Sox spring training doesn't start too far away.
I can't understand what he's saying.
Red Sox spring training isn't too far off.
Oh, come on.
That's too soon.
Goodbye.
It's too soon after the pains.
All right. Well, we got a break. Then Dude Walker. And listen, I'm really sad that no girls are showing up yet for the Halloweenie contest.
Yeah, what's up
Halloweenie.
With that?
We've got 10 dildos. Brand new, never been used dildos.
That's right.
The girl who can get the most in her mouth wins $500 for Halloweenie.
Right.
Lisa got 3¾ inches in her mouth, and she has strep throat.
Yeah, that's still creeping me out a little bit.
All of the other dildos, though, are absolutely germ-free. They're still in their protective container.
Never been opened. You got any receivers you want to unload? Any of your stable of receivers you might want to trade for a little beefing up your running back core or anything like that?
I'll trade you Riddell Anthony.
You've just picked up Riddell Anthony off waivers. You told me that in the office.
And he just scored 25 points
for me. All right, I'll trade you Riddell Anthony for Jerry Rice.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah. You paid the transaction fee, though.
I don't know if I want to do it yet. You were too eager. That's how I judge it.
Okay.
That's the only way that I can be competitive with you and Broyhill, is when I see the joy in your eyes, that's when I know, don't do it. Don't pull the trigger.
I'll do it. I'll help
out. Riddell Anthony, trade me one of your good guys.
Why would I trade you one of my good guys?
Because you're 9-0. Trade me a good guy that you don't need.
I need all my good guys.
Oh, that's greed. That's pure avarice.
I need my good guys.
All right.
I'm sorry, I need my good guys.
Okay, I'd love to snap off a second victory.
He's right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello? I can't hear you. I can't hear you. All I can hear is Milton. Well, who would I hang up and you try again, see if we can get
I got a good sound so I can hear you.
America's most cunning linguist,
right.
Don and Mike.
So check my machine at home. Any further messages from your person?
Nothing from the guy who set my lawn on fire tonight.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Hey, can males come down and participate in the contest?
That's kind of queer. I mean, if you really want to, I don't see why you couldn't.
Okay.
Oh, no. Now we're going to have all guys.
Okay, I'll come down there before 7, right?
Maybe just one guy, the first guy.
Yeah, maybe one guy.
Just one.
But if you're not the first guy, you lose. You can't do it.
Are you talking about for the Halloween-y contest?
Yes.
Right, okay. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
I wanted to see if you guys had your 10 contestants yet.
Oh, we've not had one yet.
You're kidding.
No.
Oh, can I come down?
Of course.
Okay, do you have to stay the whole time to see if I win?
No, you just come down and see how much of that bad boy you can intake orally.
Yeah, leave your name, and then if you're, you're the winner, you're the winner.
Do you have at least 6 inches on one of them?
Oh, yeah. They're all at least 9 or 10.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine then.
Okay.
Okay, I'll swing by. Thanks.
You all sound right. Very confident.
Well, you know, I'm a married mom, so I have my husband to measure by.
Oh.
Really?
Wow. Big John Studd.
You're a married mom and you still do that.
Well, of course. I love my husband.
I heard a joke on the golf course the other day. Why do brides smile when they're walking down the aisle? Because they know they've given their last BJ.
Goodbye. Come on down, honey.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, I'm very sad to announce it. Oh, although we didn't set this up and pre-promote it last week because we were busy with the eating contest. Right.
That's what I kind of liked about it. It was very spontaneous that today, on All Hallows Eve.
Halloween-y.
Yep.
We've got 10 brand new dildos, and the woman who can take the most will win $500 trick-or-treat cash.
Yeah, we had a demonstration earlier with Lisa, and she put a little mark on the dildo.
3 3/4 inches.
We know there are people that can do better.
She got on her mouth. These are large dildos, incidentally.
Yes, they are.
Buzz got some real big ones for us.
Yeah, from the good people at Night Dreams in Tyson's Corner.
Yeah, they see you coming. They get excited when they
Bethesda,
see you.
Sure.
There you go, Buzz. Listen, Dude Walker. Hold on. Let me see if I can bring him up on the satellite here. Hey, Dude?
Hey, man. How are you?
Oh, here he is, everybody.
Dude Walker!
Hi, guys.
Dude Walker is the official voice of the Don and Mike show. It's that time again. We've come up with some new bumpers. We do this 2 or 3 times a year to try to keep the show a little fresher for you.
Very good.
Dude, today, barring any last-minute changes, we have 55 of them for you.
Wow! Whoa.
What a list.
55, and in a lot of ways, we do this so you can keep track with stuff that's happened on the show over the last couple of months.
Yeah, it's kind of inside. Some of the stuff's not inside. Some of the stuff's just plain funny, any way you slice it. But this is really for regular listeners of the show.
And if you do need some help with accents or different voices, of course, I'm going to ask Mike to give you, his feedback.
Absolutely.
Good.
So let's get right to it. And, right. Mike, I believe you and I can comment or laugh.
Okay.
Because they're recording this on another channel in the next room.
Very good.
So, dude, let's start the session right now. Let's go with bumper number one.
Good. Let's get rolling. Here's number one. No daft pricks allowed. The Don and Mike Show.
Good. Perfect inflection there.
See, I love calling Jeremy a daft prick.
Right, exactly.
That's beautiful. The next one comes from Rob Spiewak.
Ah, very good.
Broadcasting with a secret stash of ass gas. Don and Mike.
That sounds like Rob.
Okay. The next one is something that somebody said to us on the show in the last couple of months in just a phone call.
Even better than a nice stab in the ass, the Don and Mike Show.
Then the next one is simply truth.
They love the smell of their own farts. Don and Mike.
The simple ones are the best.
Let me see. Okay. The next one, it's just about that stupid joke we knew when we were kids.
Okay.
All right.
They go together like rubber balls and liquor. Don and Mike.
You're on a roll. That's good.
That's the great thing about Dude Walker. Listen to this. This is a guy who does national voice work.
Right.
And he's just banging them out like this. Boom, boom, boom.
Doing our silly stuff.
It's fun stuff.
Number six. Oh, we love switching words around, the letters of words.
Right.
Here we go.
Staunchly opposed to tan cake pitties, the Don and Mike Show.
Okay. Yeah, you punched that one the right way.
Number seven. This is absolutely the truth.
two DJs who love BJs. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I love it when we rhyme.
Let me see. Number eight. This is an old one. I think that might be a recycled one.
Dogs love cheese, and people love the Don and Mike Show.
We can switch. We can skip number nine.
Okay.
And go to number 10. Now, Mike, here, we need your help.
All right.
This is done a la Fez.
Okay.
Where we want dude to say, rude and rude. Hey.
All right. It would be,
rude and rude. Hey.
That's the only thing you have to worry about is
rude and rude.
Kind of effeminate and then,
hey.
Fez kind of effeminate?
Yes, Fez kind of. Not that Fez is effeminate.
Okay, give it to him one more time. Okay. Rude and rude. Hey.
Okay, we'll try this. Rude and rude. Hey, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
We gotta give them do the beginning a little faggier, like Fez. Rude and rude.
Okay.
So you just you punch both the guy.
Rude and rude. Hey.
Rude. Okay. Rude and rude. Hey, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Could I ask just for a little queerer?
He is okay. The anti-Fez.
A little queerer.
Okay. Rude and rude. Hey, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, that's the best we'll get on that.
I think so, yes.
That was a tough one to do.
That's a tribute to your lack of gayness there, dude.
That's nice to know. Yeah.
Number 11, I think we can skip. Robbie wrote this one. They go together like Bush and Dick, Cheney, Don and Mike. Yeah, no, that won't play. Let's go to number 12, please.
Come and enjoy their world-famous love acts, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hey, can you do that one more time? And when sure. You do it, say, come and enjoy their world-famous and do a love act like the Love Boat. You know that guy? Okay. So come and enjoy their world-famous love acts.
Okay.
Okay.
Come and enjoy their world-famous love acts, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Bingo.
All right, the next one, number 13, somebody called us a couple of weeks ago with the name of a great porno that we're using here.
Currently starring in Lawrence of Arabia, it's Don and Mike.
That's great.
14, we're playing on an old standby.
America's most happening hate mongers, the Don and Mike Show.
We do like working hate mongers in whenever we can. Number 15, it's the Rounders one, Mike, so you got to help him with, they'll splash the pot whenever the F they please.
Okay, that's got to be, they will splash the pot whenever the F they please.
Mm.
Oh, let me
what
play.
What accent is that?
Here you go. It's from Rounders. Let me play it for you now, the actual movie clip.
And in my club, I will splash the pot whenever the f*** I please.
Okay.
It's John Malkovich.
We'll see what we can do here.
Okay.
They'll splash the pot whenever they f*** they please. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You want one more?
Yeah.
Hold on. Listen to the tape again, dude. Hold on. Okay. Listen again. Here it is.
And in my club, I will splash the pot whenever the f*** I please.
When you say F, just flatten out the F. Whenever the F.
They'll splash the pot whenever the F they please. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Okay. Very good.
Okay. Weird.
Okay. Number 16, well, this is simply a fact.
Women love their penises. Don and Mike.
I love the simple ones. You know, the simple ones are the funniest.
Okay, I don't think we need the one that goes, how you doing?
Okay.
Or past that. Number 18, I don't know either. Again, you know, from Shecky.
What is it?
Producing more gas than the Standard Oil Corporation.
Yeah.
No, it's like too joke booky. Okay, there you go. Now, this one we want him to do like Masatoni Ono,
okay?
And the line is, they are importing more comedy bits from Japan in order to prolong your listening pleasure.
It's that monotone kind of Japanese overdub in the Japanese horror movies. They are importing more comedy bits from Japan. It's great for your low voice. They are importing more comedy bits from Japan.
Okay, we'll see what we can do this one. They are importing more comedy bits from Japan in order to prolong your listening pleasure. It is the radio program of Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Okay.
That's right. Fine.
Good.
Good.
Excellent. Number 20. This is a beautiful one right here.
They can turn a bucket of crap into a bucket of cream. The Don and Mike Show.
I love that.
Number 21, very seriously on this.
For those who serve, the Don and Mike Show.
Very good.
Great.
Excellent.
22, this is a good one.
Soothing your severe buttock trauma. The Don and Mike Show.
Number 23, and this one I believe, yes, it's a tribute to Buzz Burbank.
Under the direction of Andrew Blake, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
So he's the guy who directs all of Buzz's favorite pornos.
The best one.
Okay, well, you know what, dude, I might have to do a break here, because we've still got two more pages of these to go.
Right, I do like bucket of crap into a bucket of cream.
Hey, hold on. I'm very proud of the next one. Let's just do number 24 before we go to break.
Okay, good. Proudly, down to only 2 herpes pills a day. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Funny, right?
That is funny.
That's a good one. Okay.
Very good. That's basically on that. That's kind of a take on that commercial.
Right. You know,
I only take 2 pills a day.
I used to have to take 8 pills a day. Boy, that was a drag. Now only 2. Okay, dude, can you stay there for another break?
Here.
All right, hold on. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Kind of like a 5-foot fecal coil of comedy. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Count this as a Halloween record.
Clap for the Wolfman?
Yeah.
Clap for the Wolfman.
Right.
He gonna rate your record high.
I'm your doctor of love, baby. You know what you got, the Wolfman.
Clap for the Wolfman.
Okay, listen.
Don't dig into the day you die.
Halloweeny show today. Although I'm thinking that maybe
turn that off.
Maybe we'll go with it tomorrow also.
Okay.
Being as no girls have shown up yet, and now they're all calling. Here's another girl. Hello, Don Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
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 I just got home from work and my roommate told me about the contest.
That's the Halloweeny show.
Yeah, I see.
Uh-huh.
So it's still happening?
Yeah, it's still happening.
Absolutely.
Oh, well, I think I might be a pretty good contender.
Well, you should get your buns down here.
Okay.
ASAP.
Okay. Well, can somebody give me directions?
Bring your DSLs down here ASAP.
Okay.
Are you at home right now?
Yeah, I'm at home, but I live in Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Okay, you go out of your driveway and turn right.
Okay, hold on. Someone will give you a... Okay?
All right.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Bring your BJ M down here.
Fredericksburg. She ought to be here before the end of the show.
Thank you. Hold on. That's what I'm thinking, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't give the audience a lot of advance notice about this.
But, you know, on the other hand, you're not asking for all that much.
No, you know...
Just
but
come in and have a quick bite.
Come on down. Let's see how much you can get in your mouth. Tomorrow on the show, Charlie Stossel and more of his jail mail. Thursday we'll be in New York. You'll love this. I'll be in the toilets in an adult diaper for an hour.
Wow.
With my face painted in Mets colors. That'll be between 5 and 6 Thursday afternoon at 888 7th Avenue.
Yes, come by and say hi.
We'll be doing the show the whole hour from the street in New York there. Friday, Nancy's coming by. Jim Nancy will be coming by from CBS, and we will tell him face-to-face just how bad that CBS football show blows.
Wow. With ideas on how he can improve it.
Yes, it's going to be maybe the end of our relationship with Nancy on Friday. And coming very soon, the final Stirrup Trivia of the year.
Oh, my God!
2000.
We always call that holiday Stirrup Trivia.
We're coming up on it. Now let's get back to Dude Walker. We're finishing up on air our session with Dude. We could certainly do this behind the scenes. We could send Dude the script, have him cut us a reel of stuff, but we like sharing it with you.
People have told us this is fun. It's a lot of fun to hear Dude do this live.
And doing stuff live. Speaking of doing stuff live, while we were away, some guy opened a door to the booth here and want to know how he could hear it outside. Just stay right there, Mr. Sandler. Just stay right there.
Gotcha. Let me see. We just got done with 2 herpes pills a day.
Hey, you know what I wanted to ask, dude, before he goes on here?
Sure.
Hey, dude, there's a commercial that's a giant food commercial with that dorky kid.
Uh-oh.
You're in that, aren't you?
I thought we could get through this.
You are in that for a fraction of a second, and I recognize
you. On camera?
Yes, on camera, wearing a bow tie as the dad, right?
Thank you so much.
Well, I'm sorry, but I recognize you, dude.
Am I the only one who thinks that maybe Tommy is a queer?
Are you talking about? Do you have his name, the kid that's on the Giant Foods?
Yeah. Tommy. Hi, this is Tommy, and if you come into Giant Food right now, you can get all kinds of savings with your special Giant Food card.
I think what they were trying to do is, and because they made him look gay because they tried to water it down, I got the impression that that's, and dude, I hope you have some insight into this, because when I watch this commercial, I always think this, that the ad agency that did that said, we want Ed Grimley, but we don't want him to be as weird as Ed Grimley, and they watered it down a little bit, and that's why, because the way he stands there with his arms.
How do you get a flaming homo out of Ed Grimley?
Well, I mean, Martin Short, that's the Ed Grimley has always been a little gay.
I think Ed Grimley is straight.
I thought Ed Grimley was definitely had some gay in there, I must say.
Oh, no.
You notice how quiet I am about this whole thing.
Yeah, well, do you have any insight?
I want to work for Giant Food again.
Do you play gay Tommy's father?
Well, he had a confused childhood, and he's got a job.
You're on for just a fraction of a second when gay Tommy comes in. I guess that's not helping your cause, calling him gay Tommy.
Well, it's us saying it, not dude.
Yeah.
And, you know, frankly, I wish that they'd just be honest about it. It was Safeway's concept to begin with that you come up with the car. I mean, I'm sure it's like everything, that they stole it from some other grocery store.
Food Lion.
But here in the D.C. area.
Right, you're right. Food Lion did have a car. Food Lion, who got it from Piggly Wiggly, who got it from Kroger.
Right. You know, so Safeway's kicking ass with their card, where you go in and you flash it. They take, like, you know, 25 cents off the junk you're buying. So now Giant's doing the same thing. It's just they can't figure out why they got this effeminate Richard Simmons-like guy to be the spokesman.
You don't think he's a little Ed Grimley-like with the hands when he stands up there doing the, you know, I must say I'm all proud of myself.
I would play you the commercial, but sadly, Giant's one of those advertisers that won't buy time on this show.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Even though we got such great ratings, they don't want to be associated with us.
Yeah, maybe they got mad when I was the Shoppers Food Warehouse top quality tomato.
F them. That's what I say. F them. And Tommy's gay. Not that there's anything wrong with being gay.
That's right. Dude is being conspicuously quiet right now.
I dare not say anything.
Good eye on that commercial, though, Mike.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to have to try to catch that one now to actually see dude's face.
Yeah, yeah, dude, you're wearing like a yellowish kind of shirt with a bow tie, right?
Exactly. Yep.
There you go.
Okay.
And you're very comfortable with this discussion.
So what's that old lady's name there? Who's the...
O'Donna Matthews?
Yeah, tell
Giant Foods Consumer Advisor.
Tell O'Donna Matthews we said hello. Are you ready to get back to the... to the bumpers?
I think it'd be better than what we're talking about here.
Gotcha. Okay, then let's switch. Let's skip number 25.
Okay.
And go right to 26, which is our tribute to the Washington Redskins, at least the way they used to treat us.
All right. Wearing their game day attire, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Very good.
All right, I'm proud of number 27. This one came from Rob A., but it's a great one. I have to give him his props.
Jizzy, the Don and Mike Show.
The next one is a la Elvis. And Mike, we need your help on this.
Okay.
Because the quote is, well, maybe they're right.
All right, okay, that's, when you say this one,
yeah,
you say, well, maybe they're right. Okay, just kind of do, well, maybe they're right.
It's from an Elvis tape. One of our tapes where Elvis is all effed up.
And you just make the right a little breathy like it. Maybe they're right.
Okay, we'll see what I can do with this one. Okay. Well, maybe they're right. The Don and Mike Show.
You want one more?
Yeah, one more. And just right. You know what's tough? Whenever I try to get dude to go up high because his balls are so large that he can't do that. So just if he...
Why don't we warm up with...
Almost just a...
I wonder if...
You're lonesome tonight.
You're lonesome tonight.
Right. Right. Kind of a southern right and a lot higher.
Well, maybe they're right. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, he's that.
Maybe they're right.
Right. Number 29. Hey, come on. This is mine. Here we go.
Tastier than a bowl of scabs. The Don and Mike Show.
Number 30. A tribute to all of our brothers.
They're off the hook. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
31. We'll dedicate this one to Wendell Hall.
I thought it was off the muscle.
Well, off the hook.
That's been replaced.
Off the hook is now...
Is that the new one?
In vogue instead of off the muscle.
To us, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, do you expect me to really know that terminology?
You're white, Mike.
I know. Tragically so.
Not like me.
I know.
Yeah, like I'm not white.
Hi there, everybody.
Like both of us really are like Casper the Friendly Ghost. Jesus, I'm transparent.
Hi, how are you? You're off the hook.
I'm so white. They show movies on me. Jesus Christ, like I'm a big movie screen. Let's do, number 31, a tribute to Wendell Hall.
World champion Lucy Juicers, Don and Mike.
Remember she was Juicy Lucy?
Absolutely.
Number 32.
Providing the soundtrack to your thunderous orgasms, the Don and Mike Show.
That's kind of a tribute to anybody that might be doing it while we're on the air.
And also, one day, that was something that Jim McClure deleted out of the show, and later was told that it was perfectly okay to say thundering orgasm.
Absolutely.
Number 33. Yeah, okay. Love this one.
Proudly inviting all of America to eat their bung. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Very good.
Okay, now the next one again, Mike, we need your help.
Okay.
This is a la Jock Nasser.
Okay.
Okay, the guy from Ford.
Very good.
Our farts are your utmost concern.
Our thoughts are your utmost concern.
Dude, you remember that guy from Ford who came on and apologized?
I think I do, yeah. It's kind of like an upscale Australian, which is very close to British.
Our thoughts are your utmost concern. The Don and Mike Show.
Perfect. Good. The next one, number 35. I think Rob has this printed out wrong. It's, if you don't like them, tough esky, not S-K-Y.
It's tough ski esky.
Tufts,
oh, that's it.
Yeah, Tufski Esky.
I got you.
Although it's written like Tough Sky Esky, so it's Tufski Esky.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
If you don't like them, Tufski Esky, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's great.
Okay, now the next one is going to make no sense. But one day when we were doing Make Me Laugh,
yeah,
this was a joke that a guy called in with.
The winner.
Yeah. The winner. And we were never allowed to air it.
Hey, what's fat and black with the skin pulled back? Why, it's the Don and Mike Show.
We couldn't air it that day.
Right.
Okay, number 37. This is a funny one. This is one from Robbie, 37.
So good, it'll give douche shits. I can't say that.
Okay, try it again.
So good, it'll give douche shits. I can't say the two words
douche
together.
Douche chills.
Douche chills. Have to separate them here. So good, it'll give douche chills to ye, the Don and Mike Show.
That's funny, douche chills.
Douche chills to ye.
To ye. All right, number 38. This is from the mind of Rob, and this is strictly an inside joke for Rob.
Okay, very good.
Perpetually battling J.D., the Don and Mike Show.
He had to get it in there.
Yes, he did. For the record, it means juvenile diabetes.
Right, yes.
Number 39 is another tribute to our engineer, Wendell Hall.
They love to screw until they're tired and sore. Don and Mike.
I was hoping when you had the first Wendell one that there would be one like that in there.
Number 40, it's another one that has to do with the bowels.
It's time to squat and take a growler. It's time for Don and Mike.
41 is a tribute to my brother Jim and something he said on the show recently.
Even better than sex and steak, it's Don and Mike.
That's good, too.
Okay, 42, you're doing it whispering like on that TV show Password.
The password is jizz, the Don and Mike Show.
We're heavy into jizz this time. Let's skip 43 and go to 44.
Okay. They love to hee-haw with the wrinkled meemaw, Don and Mike.
Where'd that come from?
That came from Rob. That's one of Robbie's.
They love to hee-haw with the wrinkled meemaw.
I don't know.
I like it.
45. Okay. Love this
The mayors of Cunnyland, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Number 46, a topic we had on the show recently.
Clown porn aficionados, Don and Mike.
Very good.
47.
Okay. You want me to go?
Yeah, this is just something I've been talking about recently.
Just like 4 solid hours of prostate manipulation, the Don and Mike Show.
I like that one.
Number 48 is a tribute to our exalted leader.
2 of Carmi's minions, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Should have that sound effect of the ring being
We'll throw it in.
Good.
49. Oh, this came out of the conversation the other day about the Pope liking pizza.
Very good.
Ladies, step into their studio and talk to St. Peter, the Don and Mike Show.
Number 50. This just came up on the show days ago. And it's cystitis.
The guaranteed cure for honeymoon cystitis. The Don and Mike Show.
Very good. Another one thanks to Juicy Lucy.
51 is my tribute to Leah Remini's mother.
There's an element of meanness in them. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Two ones are the fun ones.
52 is simply a statement of fact.
Broadcasting under the protective umbrella of the PTAA, the Don and Mike Show.
Very good.
Thank God for the PTAA.
Amen.
53, this is from Robbie, something new he's been saying.
Hellcats of the airwaves, the Don and Mike Show.
He loves Hellcat. Loves saying it.
54, a tribute to Buzz Burbank.
As enigmatic as Buzz Burbank's so-called belly button, the Don and Mike Show.
That's great.
You like that, Buzz?
Yeah.
That's very good.
And then finally, even though we have Dude do it every time,
yes,
the last one is always Dude saying, God damn it.
Take a breath here. God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey. Always a little better every time,
hey,
dude.
What beautiful. Can we say, dude? A beautiful session.
All right.
Really well done.
Thanks for having me.
You're truly a pro. And good luck not losing that Giant Foods account.
Right.
Okay. Thank you, dude.
See ya. All right.
Bye-bye.
The great Dude Walker.
Yeah. I wonder if he got that outbuilding at his house done, that barn that he was building for his balls.
one of the greatest voice talents, really, no S, in the radio business.
Well, I urge you to look for that commercial now.
It's Dude Walker. I'll watch for it.
Absolutely.
If it's Dude on TV, I'm there.
And silent Dude. No dialogue from Dude, just a facial reaction.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Amazing, honey, how sweet thy is.
Oh, come on. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, why no bumpers for Mr. 40?
Why no bumpers for Mr. 40? I mean, you know, Rob had a couple of them here, and they were the ones that I nixed out, like, They Feel Ya, the Don and Mike Show.
Right.
I mean, that was not a great one, I didn't think. I mean, Rob came up with the majority of these, and the majority of them are really great. There was another one about 40. I don't know. They just weren't very good. I mean, I just make the decision when we're doing it.
The freaking 40s all day long with Don and Mike.
Ah, listen, I forgot that.
We've got our producer on the phone here.
Right, right.
There you go.
Forgot to ask him.
Guys. All right, bye-bye. See you later. I mean, we just run through 50 of them that are pretty goddamn funny.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, can I talk to Don, please?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Hello, Don. This is Gay Tommy from Giant Food. I wanted to come down for the dodo contest.
Gay Tommy. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I had a celebrity fighting kind of in D.C. today.
Only if you mentioned us to the celebrity.
Well, he was aminated. It was Mr. Clean.
He was aminated?
He was aminated?
Yep.
What do you mean, aminated?
Mr. Queen.
I don't understand, though. What do you mean, aminated?
It's a cartoon.
He was aminated?
Aminated. Aminated.
Aminated.
What?
No, you said aminated, and we were mentioning it the way you said it.
Okay.
When the word would be animated.
All right, say it now.
Nope.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, say the word now.
Animated.
Animated. Very good.
Okay, thank you. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you happened to catch the Today Show this morning.
You know what? The Today Show this morning made me laugh out loud. I will give them credit.
Of Matt Lauer's costume?
Matt Lauer dressed as Jennifer Lopez and Al Roker's Puffy Combs. That was absolutely hysterical.
He sounded so gay.
It was, I don't know how they, I mean, it really, I was watching it, like half watching it, and then when they came back on, I guess they did the makeup for him very quickly.
They put Matt Lauer in a, you know the dress that Jennifer Lopez wore to the Grammys?
Right.
Okay, that had her boobs hanging out?
Right.
They put him in a dress like that with fake boobs.
Yeah, it was hysterical.
They did his hair like Jennifer Lopez. They made him up like a woman. And I want to tell you something. He's not a bad-looking woman.
He's a pretty woman, yeah. Very pretty woman.
He's pretty.
And then Al Roker as Puffy was just hysterical. I mean, really, they did something very unique and original, which you don't see on TV. Right?
Al Roker should dress like that every day on the Today Show. you know what? The funniest moment was, though. Did you see when they went to Willard Scott?
No.
Okay, and Willard Scott had a pumpkin that a woman had painted on the top of his bald head. So he said, "Hey, Katie Mattinelli, I'm sorry I couldn't wear a contest, but I've got this." And he put his head down in front of the camera. And then he lifted it back up and he said, "And I want to thank," I don't know what the woman's name was, "I want to thank Lisa at NBC for the head." And he laughed.
Willard's the best.
He laughed for half a second. It's like, yeah. And then he caught himself, and he went right to the list of all the, you know, the 500 old people,
Willard,
who he has to do on the goddamn Smuckers.
Oh, well, they won today. They did a good job today.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Oh, Don.
Yes.
Getting back to the Melissa Stark thing, I sent for my autographed picture from her. It came within a couple of days. You'd be interested to know what she wrote in the inscription there.
So you actually sent to ABC for an autographed picture of Melissa Stark?
It came back to me within a week.
And what did it say? Don't stare at me?
It says, "Thanks for watching."
See? Yeah. She wants people to watch her.
There you go.
And I don't know why she had to single me out yesterday and say, "I would appreciate if you don't stare at me."
She loves it.
Sorry, Ms. Lee.
Thanks, Don.
Thank you.
Sorry, Ms. Stark. I'm really, really sorry for staring at you. I just couldn't help you. You being on the TV and all, and being somewhat of an attractive gal.
You're wearing green.
No, Melissa. Wear the leather jacket. You're a tramp.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hooked on the Honix works for me.
What?
Hooked on the Honix.
You know, it's amazing when a guy finally gets this opportunity and he is unable to communicate it effectively. I still cannot understand what you are saying, sir.
Okay, it's a silly joke. I apologize. P. Honix, spelled P-H-O-I-N-C-S.
What?
Honix.
Phonix?
P. Honix.
You are an idiot.
Thank you.
I mean it.
Oh, is that something you heard or you made up?
No, I was thinking about the guy with the aminated.
Right, you heard a guy who was stupid, so you wanted to call to bust his balls, but you're stupider.
Is that a word?
Well, it's probably not, but it's
stupider. You are stupider than the last guy.
More stupider than the last guy.
Oh, please, F you.
Thank you.
I mean it.
He's stupidest. There is a woman in the lobby who would like to do the Halloween.
Now, that is great. Timing. I like this lady for her great. Timing
thank
alone.
So. Thank you, Charles.
You want her right now or after the break?
After the break. I'm glad you pulled yourself out of the depression.
Sir, if you're thinking about how to do that joke, all right, the joke would be after that guy calls and says, "Aminated," you would say, "I'm going to watch that great comedy, Aminal House." Okay? That's the way you would do that.
Not a chance anybody calls us with that.
No way.
Glad you pulled yourself out of the funk.
Thank you.
About me being 9-0.
Yeah, I talked to Lisa, and I'm feeling better.
And you being 7-2.
Yeah.
And me being 1-8.
And hello. One of those wins was a forfeit, so I'm really 6-3.
Yeah, that's right. Good. Yeah. All of my wins are honest wins. Hello, Don and Mike show.
It's almost time, kids.
Yeah, that, you know,
now
what?
This is a good call.
Hey, that's the best tape that we haven't played this year for Halloween.
That's true.
Silver Shamrock.
Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you for the prompt.
Preach.
We'll find that preach.
Halloween is hanging there.
We will find that during the break, and we'll play that, I promise. I can't believe we don't have that tape out.
Be in front of your sets for the horror-a-thon.
Hey, kids.
It's almost
time. Oh, that's our best Halloween tape ever.
Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yes, hi, guys. About deleting your show, what happened with your story with Dennis Miller? That was a little clip.
I don't know what part was clipped out.
What, the initial thing he said to you? You said something, and then you don't know, but I heard it. But because you're talking,
I know that's always been one that's in that area.
Yeah,
Charlie would know better than I would.
But what did he say?
You guys deleted that out
when you're speaking about taking one.
Yes,
it gets deleted out.
Oh,
I remember that one.
Christ.
Well, thank you for solving
that. I thought they changed
one.
I thought that's why you were doing that.
And since I know Jimmy is sitting there, it's the same thing. If you said I came on her.
Yeah, no, you can't say that either.
Does he have enough enough time to delete all that out?
Right now, I think he's broken a nail.
I hate the fact that they edit the show like this.
I like, thank you for saying all that because I get to hear it.
I really do. God damn.
I know.
I mean, all right, I was urinating next to Dennis Miller.
Okay. I think that's it.
Thank you. Hold on. I believe it's probably Jim McClure.
Well,
the phone just went dead.
He thought better.
Buzz, did he delete out any of that?
I wasn't able to follow all of it, but yeah, definitely parts were missing in the last 30 seconds or so.
And whatever happened to just tinkling?
Yeah.
I was tinkling next to Dennis Murphy.
Okay, well,
Murphy.
I'm sorry, everybody. Part of the show, once again, has been destroyed by the censors around here.
I know. Standards and practices.
Who just called? Let me see if that was him. Hold on. Jim McClure.
And we really do have a lady that's waiting to try the Halloweeny contest.
Next break.
882. Hello.
Was that you calling?
It was. I was yelling, no, please, I don't have any more delay.
You don't have any more delay?
I do now.
Did you just delete that out?
Yes, I did.
Oh, God. How you doing, Jim?
Don't push it down.
Yeah. Did you delete that out?
Jim? Yeah, he did because the phones are now dead.
The phones are dead. There he goes.
So now I really...
That's right. You're taking our life into your hands.
Right. Now I can... Now, finally, I have the forum to say whatever I want because they can't delete me because he's already had to delete me out twice.
No, they can't delete us now. They can only suspend or fire us now.
I wanted to say was important. That I...
Charles Bronson.
...say was important. That I...
Charles Bronson over here.
What?
Charles Bronson over here. Death wish. Death wish.
Oh, come on. I saw the light just went back on.
Yeah, you're careful.
He was able to delete it out. See, now, I'm sure the show makes no sense now. Because
it's just going to be a series of grunts and clicks. That's James calling back. Jim McClure on the line.
Everything that we're saying is...
Please stop!
Okay, well, listen. Just do me a favor, then.
Yes.
Tell me before you're going to delete out something, like the stuff about what I was talking about. There was a great story about meeting Dennis Miller and... My urine had a lot to do with that story.
I think people could follow that it was your urine, but Charlie had taken most of it out with me, so I thought he would talk to you about it during the break.
That's always fun at a party, too. If you're handing a drink to somebody, instead of saying that's yours, you say that's urine.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, what?
I'm nothing.
Oh, you're just back?
I'm just waiting.
He just decided to drop by.
Yeah.
You're back?
Yeah, I want to talk football.
Okay, so Jimmy?
Hi.
The delay's built back up?
No. Not yet.
Oh, well, you're on the phone with me, so you must have at least...
Ladies and gentlemen who are hearing this in little sentence fragments, we're having a great deal of fun on All Hallows Eve. You know what? This is a good day to do it. You know, Halloween, of
course. There's something I keep saying that they keep... deleting out.
And it's something, if you really examined it,
yeah,
would be a medical miracle.
Yes.
And
yes,
I'm sure
it
that
would be.
Someone might... No, I don't think it can be done.
Can't be done. No.
It cannot be done.
Physically impossible.
Right.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
Because...
What if you had a mixture?
You probably could have the substance there, but you could not do both at the same time.
Right.
Because you change tracks. Right,
change valves.
You would change valves, right? You switch.
You would
right.
change urinary tracts.
Well, you only have one tract.
You only have one urinary tract, but you'd have to go to the other little valve, and it's kind of like a train that's going along, and you need a switching device.
Exactly.
Calling Jim McClure again.
Yep.
See how he's doing. He's having a busy bleeding fingers day. Now he's not picking up the phone.
See, this all got into the thing.
You know, hello, Jim.
Yes.
Hi. This all got into the thing when the guy called and said, hey, I couldn't understand your conversation about Dennis Miller because you guys had deleted out what I thought was a nondescript reference to going to the bathroom. Because the fact that I had a wet spot on my pants is what actually made Dennis Miller talk to me even longer.
Mm-hmm.
And at no time did I...
That's true, you didn't.
Did you just have to delete that out again?
Yeah, no, it's okay to say this time. Of course I had to delete it.
Okay, all right.
Did you do it? Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry, I've made the show unlistenable right now. I'm sorry.
I would love to. I'd give $1 million to get a tape of the way this sounds right now. Right. Because what you're going to hear is...
That's what it may cost if it ever gets on the air.
Would there be any way we could get a tape to find out what post-delay sounds like?
I don't think we ever tape any post-delay.
We don't.
We never do?
Never.
So while I'd have to go to somebody on the telephone to find out how effed up this is.
Well, I think people could call us right now and let us know how it sounds.
You know what? I got people on the phone. Hold on, Jimmy. I've got people on the phone who have been, if they're on hold, they hear pre-delay.
Pre-delay?
Right.
Right.
Okay. Hey, hello, is this Mike?
Yes, sir.
Have you heard all the stuff I've been saying?
Yes, the two things I can say, I guess.
How have you been enjoying it, Mike?
Been very, very entertaining, guys.
Now, have you kept your radio down this whole time?
Yeah.
Okay, well, see, you're a good caller.
Mm-hmm.
Do me a favor.
Sir.
Turn the radio up right now.
Okay.
I never asked this of anybody, but I'd like to hear ourselves on the radio.
Yeah, turn it up right now so we can hear what's
right
going
now.
Over the air now.
Good.
Now, have you kept your radio down this whole time?
Yeah.
Okay. Leave it turned up, okay?
Do me a favor. Sir.
Turn the radio up right now. Leave it turned up.
I can't hear you.
Okay, good.
Any more?
Yeah, just leave it turned up just like that and just leave it sitting there. Let me hear how long the delay is.
All right. Over the air now. Good. Now, have you kept your radio down this... Turn the radio up right now. Leave it turned up.
Okay, I just said it.
Any more? Yeah, just leave it turned up just like that and just leave it sitting there. Let me hear how long the delay is.
All right.
Over the air now. Now, have you kept your radio down? Turn the radio off. Right. Leave it turned up.
Okay, just said it.
More?
Yeah, just leave
it. There you have it.
It's a giant chunk that's just taken out of the show.
It's pretty smooth.
Amazingly so.
It's not as abrupt as I would think it would be.
All right, let me go back to Jimmy McClure. Hold on a second. Hey, Jim?
Yes.
All right, so you just, when I was just talking to that guy, you had to delete that out.
Yes, I...
Really?
Please.
That doesn't change it, Don, no.
Really? Does it make it any better?
No, not if you, reverse the order.
Really? Does it make it any better?
No, not if you, reverse the order. Still a mess.
Okay, it had been number one, then number three, and then I just made it number three and
right.
Number one.
And no way affected the overall content.
No. Right, I gotcha.
But Jimmy right now has got,
Right, I gotcha.
But Jimmy right now has got, calluses.
Damn, this sucks. Well, someday, give me the book on what we can and can't do.
That'll be fine. We can talk about it tomorrow morning if you want.
Tomorrow morning? I'm busy tomorrow morning. Well, you're not going to get in trouble for this.
Not
please,
yet.
Please, none of this has gotten on the air.
If anything, Jimmy, this has honed your skills a little bit.
He just deleted that out.
He's off the line. Did that kill the phones?
Yeah.
If anything, this...
I said I have to take a killer urination.
Oh, yeah.
If anything, this has honed his skills. Made him razor sharp.
Absolutely.
Up there.
I said I have to take a... Right, because CBS is against free speech. Okay, the girl's here, right, Charlie?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Fantastic.
And we will meet her when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Found it.
It's almost time, kids. The clock is ticking. Be in front of your TV sets for the horathon. And remember the big giveaway at 9.
Hey, kids,
don't miss it.
Uh-huh.
And don't forget to wear your masks. The clock is ticking.
It's almost time.
Hey, kids.
And don't forget, when you come to my door tonight, don't say trick or treat. I fame on her. We just gave it to you backwards. That's it, right? I fame on her case.
Pile Wissing.
That's what they just spent the last 20 minutes deleting out of the show.
Ow!
Close. Bum.
humdruckers.
Even better than a nice stab in the ass, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, now listen, we do have at least one girl. I think maybe a guy. How sick is that? For the Halloweenie show. Bring a girl in.
Very good.
We may actually continue this into tomorrow's show since we didn't really give everybody a lot of time to come down today.
Right.
Thank goodness Lisa with her strep throat was the first girl to try. She
absolutely
got 3.5 inches. And here is our first girl. Hello, you are?
Hi, I'm Monique.
Monique?
Hi, Monique.
Where are you from?
I'm from local.
Local, okay, that's good. We'll accept that.
So she doesn't want to say where she's from.
Well, who can blame her?
You guys, when you were out in the lobby, do you hear pre or post delay?
Post delay, I suspect.
All right, so
heard it chopped up a little bit. Now, is this something, Monique, that you fancy yourself as rather skilled at?
Yes, this is actually someplace this unit has never gone, so we'll see.
Wow. Oh, really?
You've never given a BJ?
Well, not to one of these.
Oh, you haven't done it with one of those, yeah.
Gotcha.
So your only practice would be real practice.
Yes,
then.
Sir.
What, Charlie?
Three more in the lobby, I was just told.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, very good.
You will take the ballsy Cooper sock. And again, I'm using pig Latin there, moving
right.
stuff around.
Uh-huh. Now, here's one. We could have used, like, every one of them looking like this.
Oh, my.
Now, let me measure this one for you first. This one is from tip to base, 8 inches long.
All right, and we wish you the very best of luck.
So what you do is get as much as you can of that in your mouth.
Does she have a Sharpie, Rob?
Here's a brand new Sharpie
right.
for you.
Right.
Shove it in your mouth,
mm-hmm.
and then say something to us while it's in there, and then take the Sharpie and mark it.
Okay.
Mark it, and then we'll measure again, and we'll keep track of that.
As much as you can.
And whose hairs are these?
Hairs?
Yes.
Are there hairs there?
You know,
they're hairs from inside. That's gross. Where'd that come from?
It could be hair from the counter here.
There are all sorts of hairs all over the studio.
You saw me open this. It just came out of an open package.
Monique, I'll just...
And I'm a good sport because I actually came for the nurse's costume and I
oh, really?
Had to volunteer for this.
I'll tell you right now, this is not a surgically safe environment here in the studio.
All right, we're ready for you. Go ahead for Halloweenie.
All right, here we go.
Okay, now talk while you got it in there. Say something.
She's...
Oh, no, hold on. She had to take it out of her mouth.
Did you mark it?
Why?
Did you mark it? Oh, that's a shame.
Could you put it in again and just say something like Happy Halloween?
Okay.
Okay.
Happy Halloween.
Okay. And she's got as much as she can, and you marked it.
Very good.
Beautiful.
Good job, Monique.
Okay, Monique, let me get out the tape measure, and I'll tell you that you took.
Don's going to measure. Let's see if you beat Lisa's
Monique,
record.
This is embarrassing.
That was very wide.
Monique?
What's your total, Don?
3.25 inches.
Is that less than Lisa?
Yeah, Lisa took 3.75 inches.
Oh, Monique. But hey, you know, who knows? If, you know, it didn't count with Lisa because she's an employee, so she can't win the money. But nice job.
Did you give the rest of the contestants ones that won that big?
Everybody gets the same size.
Yes, pretty much the same size with each one.
Okay. Thank you. Get out of here.
Good job and enjoy your costume, Monique.
Bye-bye. See ya. What? Pardon me? Back on microphone, Monique?
Oh, what do you want?
Get to have my toy.
Oh, yeah, you can keep yours. Absolutely.
Yes, sure. I'd love to.
Yes, keep it, absolutely.
Take it. There's more hair on it now.
Thank you very much. Good.
Where's that hair coming from?
I don't know.
Where in the name of God is the hair coming? What is that other one there?
You know, Buzz bought a wide assortment of dildos. Hi, Charlie.
There's another woman, and I don't know if Lisa was kidding with me or not, said she is Tom Gavin's cousin.
Bring her in.
Wow. Fantastic.
Bring her in.
All right.
She's going to be using Doc Johnson's bender.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Yikes. Firm and fleshy. It bends to please.
Hey, fantastic. That looks like the same width as the last one.
It is. Buzz made sure that they were all of uniform size.
Very good. Very good, Buzz. Are you really Tom Gavin's cousin?
Yes, I am.
What's up, guys? You like hearing Tom on our show?
I love Tom.
Fantastic.
Great. You got a lot of practice at this?
Oh, yes. That's what I came for was this.
Okay. Well, as much as you can.
Okay.
In your mouth. And then when you're at the utmost point, say Happy Halloween.
Oh, boy. Major gag factor.
Hold it right there and mark it.
All right.
Here you go. Let me mark it and got it.
We might have a new leader here.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
Wow.
All right. Hold on. Let me get my tape measure.
Get that tape measure out. And these really are thick. How are we doing here?
She is 3 and
Three quarters.
Three and three Woo! Quarters. You're our leader.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
There you go. There's your souvenir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Enjoy
happy
that.
Halloween.
Yeah, happy Halloween
Thank
to you,
you
too.
Happy Halloweeny.
Halloweeny.
She did the same as Lisa did.
Very nicely done.
And who's next?
Charlie, do we have another woman that's out there? I know we might have a guy.
Is there really a guy out there?
I haven't seen a guy. There could be.
Is there another girl out there
yeah,
now?
Yeah, Lisa went out front to bring them back.
Oh, all right. Okay, great. All right.
So there's another girl, and now this one looks a little small. Oh, that's gross.
This one is the handsome dog.
it has
a fist on the end
it's
of it.
Got a fist.
Oh, but I think we're going to use the, for her, we're going to use the Benoit, it's only 8-inch logical dong. And here is our next contestant.
Same width, though.
Hi, what's your name?
Yvonne.
Yvonne, where are you from?
New York.
Miss Yvonne, wonderful.
Have you got a lot of practice at this?
Never.
Never? Oh really?
You've never done this?
She's lying.
In college.
Maybe in college.
All right, now this one's a pretty kind of watermelon-colored one.
It's like a gummy one,
yeah.
But they're all the same length, and they're all the same width.
Very good. Now, 3 3/4 inches, that is the length to beat in the Halloweeny contest.
So we need you to put as much of it as you can in your mouth, and then while it's there, say Happy Halloween.
Okay.
And take this Sharpie.
She's eyeing it with a bit of trepidation.
Well, is it flavored?
And mark it.
I don't know. Is it flavored?
You tell us. Let me see. I don't think so.
I think it's just latex flavored.
Yeah.
Okay, we're ready.
A little more pliable than the other ones.
Okay.
Go
right.
ahead.
All right, good luck, Miss Yvonne.
Anytime you're ready, Miss Yvonne.
Good luck, Miss Yvonne.
Okay, here she goes.
All right.
Oh, she really got some form.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Okay, now on the microphone, say Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
This could be.
Wow. Could you get any more in?
Oh, my God.
How many times have you said that?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Wow. We could have a leader.
I think you could do better. Do you want to try one more time?
Yeah, all right. She'll go one more time.
All right,
time.
Here we go.
She's going to try again.
Something tells me this girl might be a pro.
One, two, three, go.
Look at that. Look, Jesus.
Oh, little gag reflex.
Okay,
there.
We got, you know. Okay,
all right,
we
good
got,
job.
Did you have the gag reflex?
Yeah.
See, didn't you do better the second time?
A little squeeze there at the end. That was the most natural thing you did there.
Yvonne, didn't you do better the second time?
Yes, I did.
All right, let's measure it for you.
This might be our lead. In fact, I know this is our leader. I can tell by looking at it all.
Yvonne,
Tom, what's the total?
5 inches.
5 inches!
We have a leader.
Wow!
Yvonne.
Woo!
All that money could be in your pocket, Miss Yvonne.
5 inches. You can take him home with you.
Very good.
As your souvenir.
And I like to hang mine of the grill of my car when I'm driving home. So.
Oh, somebody did that to Mike one time, you know.
Yeah, the bulldog. I'll never forget.
Actually put one of those in the grill of Mike's car as he drove home.
And I didn't know it. I thought people were waving at me because I was like a super rockin' disc jockey.
Thank you, Miss Yvonne.
Thanks,
Miss Yvonne.
Thank you.
She knew her way around that.
She's
Sean.
Cute. I want to tell you something. She could go more than that.
You think?
Yeah. I think she was holding herself back.
All right. And now another lady is coming in here. Wow. Oh, with a little Halloween sweater.
Hi there. Hi there. What's your name?
Ann.
Who is it?
My name is Ann.
Ann. Hi. Where are you from, Ann?
Round.
Nobody wants to say where they're from. That is too funny.
You got to be a mom, right?
Yeah. Of course, with a Halloween sweater.
Because she's wearing the mom outfit.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You're going to be using Doc Johnson's Solid Dinger.
Oh, nice.
The Peter.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear. That might be a little challenge.
No,
I'd say that looks like somebody that's got a disease.
Oh, no. You can see, though. The nubs are way far down on it.
Yeah.
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 Safely right. toward the back.
So what we need you to do is take that bad boy as much as you can in your mouth, then say Happy Halloween, and then take the Sharpie and mark where it comes to your mouth.
All right.
Done. The length to beat is 5 inches?
Yes.
All right.
You got a lot of experience with this?
Oh, yeah.
When's the last time you did this for your husband?
Let's see. Went out of town yesterday, so the day before.
The day before.
Oh, way to go. Bravo. Good for you.
How long have you been married?
6.5 years.
Jesus.
Excellent job.
Good for you. I'm jealous. Go.
All right. 1, 2, 3, go.
Oh. Wow.
Wow.
She's all the way to the nubs. Now, can you say Happy Halloween?
She says she can't talk.
I can't say Happy Halloween with that in
here. No.
I'll give you a second chance if you want. You don't even have to mark it because I can see your lipstick all over it.
Right. Yeah, that's it. That's it right
there. Do you
think
you can do better or do you want to go with that?
I probably do better.
All right, give it a try. Here we go.
Oh, my God.
Oh, watch out. It's wiggling around there.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ. Oh, she almost made herself throw up.
All right.
You
okay.
You get the gag reflex when you shove it down there.
All right. There you go.
Yeah, I guess you do.
You always do, Doc. You know that.
You always do, Mike. I sure do.
Let's measure. Here we go.
Are you ready for this?
We're ready.
6 1/4
inches.
Oh, wow.
6 1/4 inches.
Wow, fantastic.
And if it didn't have those nubby things, who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
Really? You think so? You think he might be up
amazing.
You think he might be up for the Rambone?
The Rambone? It's like 3 feet long.
There you go. We got some dildos that are gigantic.
Yes.
How much of the Rambone do you think you could get?
None.
I don't blame you with that one.
My God.
Buzz, why did you get the Rambone? This thing that really is like a
I know why
a
you got it.
Kielbasa sausage.
That's going home to the Burbank house.
That's right.
Isn't
you got it?
It.
No, the people at Night Dreams just threw that in as a gag.
Gift.
Gotcha.
That's truly, you know, you could
arm something with
you
that.
Could actually take that to spring training next year.
All right, well, you, 6 inches.
Fantastic.
Beautiful. There is your dildo. You can take that home as a souvenir.
It's your souvenir. Enjoy that.
And thank you for my pen back. And your husband is a very lucky man.
And very nice Halloween sweater.
Thank you.
Halloweeny.
And now are you going home to supervise the kids trick-or-treating?
I am going home to pass out candy. My daughter's at a party. That's why I'm here.
Ah, very good.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right. Terrific, Mom.
Will you tell her about this at all if you win the money?
No.
Okay, she says no.
Nor will I tell my husband, I don't think.
Well, I think a husband might like to know that.
Yeah.
He knows.
Yeah, he knows, Don. He knows better than anybody.
She's going home to pass out candy.
Yeah.
Sir. Trick or treat, Mrs. Lady.
Well, listen, with thanks to all the ladies who came in.
That's fantastic.
I think she got to be a winner. However, listen.
There's one more, right?
Yeah, we've got two more.
Two more little ones?
We have two more. Well, they're all the same.
That one looks
roughly.
Easy.
Well, it looks easy, Mike.
It's a little purple people eater there.
I tell you, it looks easy, but it is... In fact, 6 1/2 inches.
Ah, so technically...
Hold on, we got one more girl.
Another lady coming in here.
One more girl. And you know what? I take it back, Mike. We got three more.
Three more?
We've got the one that goes on the chin.
Yeah, you can use
the accommodator. We've got another microwavable one.
Is that one called the accommodator?
Yes, it is. The latex dong.
Oh, there's the other one. All right.
We've got another one of the microwavable ones.
Good.
We've got... Hold on, where's the one with the fist on the end of it, Rob?
Don't.
And there was a black one.
I was going to take it home. And no, I haven't seen it.
There was a black one, too.
Hey.
Hello.
Oh, and our next contestant is black. Do you want a black one, or do you, how do you feel about Whitey?
I'd rather have a black one.
You'd rather have a black one.
Works out perfectly.
What's your name, ma'am?
TJ.
TJ, how you doing?
Okay.
Hi, TJ, you fancy yourself as pretty good at this?
Pretty good.
All right, very good.
Damn.
What is it, Don? Six and a quarter is a...
6 1/4 is what to be.
All right.
All right, as you can see, it's a brand new one.
Right.
Where are you from, TJ?
This area.
Nobody wants to be specific.
What's the name of this one?
The Classic Dong.
The Classic Dong. Now, when we mark this one, are we going to be able to see it with the black Sharpie on there, or
yes.
Do you have a red Sharpie?
All right. A red Sharpie for her to use.
All righty.
All right, she's reaching right for it.
Okay, now, here's your Sharpie. Don't forget TJ. Look at how she handles that like a pro.
Oh, absolutely.
So what we want you to do is get as much of that as you can in your mouth.
All right.
Then say Happy Halloween and mark it.
All right.
Are you ready?
I'll try to be.
Happy Halloweeny.
Right,
God, I had no idea so many girls are going to show up for this today. Can you say it?
Oh, wow. She can't talk.
Can't say it.
You better.
Did you mark it?
Forgot to mark. She's going to mark it this
time. Put it back in and mark it.
Get the Sharpie in your hand so you can mark
it. You
know,
she's got so much of it in her mouth.
This is a record.
That she cannot speak.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Okay.
Wowzy. Woo-woo.
Okay. I see the mark.
I think we might have a record holder here.
It's got her spit all over it.
All right. Here we go.
Hold on. Here we go, TJ. And?
What is the total?
Close, but no cigar, huh?
5 1/6 inches.
Almost 6 inches.
Almost six.
So close.
The mom
did you in on that one.
You're so close.
Boy, good job, though. I thought you were the record holder.
Yeah. Looks like you're going to throw up, for goodness sakes.
I have no gag.
Do you want yours as a souvenir?
Do you want it, TJ?
Yeah.
There you go. Happy Halloween to you.
I'd like to point out, none of the ladies have refused that offer.
Not yet.
They're all taking their little Halloween tricks.
Okay, we still have...
I should say treats.
We still have... Three dildos. If any other girls want to come down before the end of the show. How foolish I was for saying, let's move this to tomorrow.
And hey, look, the Accommodator will also serve as a Halloween mask.
Yes, that's the latex dong that actually fits on your chin.
Latex.
Mike, it's
dong.
The perfect combination for oral sex. allows you complete freedom to fulfill your every desire.
Wear that on the highway tomorrow when you're going to work. Hey, how you doing? Can you imagine just cruising down the highway with that on your chin? It's a wart.
This pliable latex dong that comfortably straps to your head.
Can I see that, Don?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I must.
There you go. Right. Don't take it out of the box, though, because a girl might have to use it.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Please don't do that.
I'm just dying to try that on.
Oh, I know
I'm
you
just
are.
Dying to try that on and walk the halls with it.
Why not tonight when you take your girls out?
Stop it.
Trick or treat.
Stop it.
Stop it, you. You're bad, you.
Look at Catherine's daddy.
Oh, yeah. No, Catherine's daddy won't be wearing that. No.
Which has a huge word on his chin.
Oh, we do
here
have
comes
one more
another lady.
Oh, here comes another one.
Hi there.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Liz.
Liz, where are you from?
Reston.
Around? Oh, Reston. I'm very good to give a town. Fantastic.
Liz, you have the classic dong, the whitey version. Here's a Sharpie for you. What you do is take that dildo as much as you can in your mouth, right on the microphone there. Can you say hi to everybody?
Hi.
Hi, then as much as you can in your mouth, say Happy Halloween, and then mark it.
Okay.
With a Sharpie.
Okay.
Right, we wish you the very best of luck.
Just over 6 inches, that's the mark to be. All of the Halloween-y dildos provided by Night Dreams, www.nightdreams.org.
We're ready. 1, 2, 3, go.
Oh, you can do better than that.
Oh, little guy. Happy Halloween.
Okay, there's
all
a
right.
mark.
Yeah, the mark.
There's the mark.
I'm not sure that's going to cut the mustard.
No,
so to speak.
That is... You know, though, better than Lisa, that is exactly 4 inches.
4 inches. That's nothing to sneeze at.
4 inches. Please take this home as a souvenir.
I love your, anything you say in this contest is funny. Nothing to sneeze at.
Halloween-y experience.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, honey.
Come again.
Bye-bye. Okay, well.
There she goes.
Mike, we're down to our last three dildos, not counting the one you want to take home, the Accommodator.
What a fantastic group of contestants we have today.
So, hey, this Halloween-y, it's really turned out great.
Yeah, everybody on the way home from work now. It's terrific.
So listen, girls. We still got at least three left.
Come on, ladies.
But you're gonna have to do better than the mom in the sweater. Her total was
six and a quarter.
Six and a quarter,
right. I believe. I hope Charlie or somebody's right. Are you writing these down, Buzz?
No, but that six and a quarter is correct.
6 1/4 inches is what she managed to get in her mouth.
That's fantastic. While wearing a nice little sensible Halloween sweater.
That's what you're gonna have to beat for today's Halloween-y show. We are up on a break now. Thank you to all the ladies. And thank God the guy didn't show up. We will be. Remember the guy who called and said he wanted to play the game?
Yeah, he's probably driving real fast to get here.
You're right.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Are like cowboy hats. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, let me give you some good ratings news from Sacramento. I think we said on Friday that the ratings came out.
Right.
They came out.
Come out tonight.
I wonder if.
That way, maybe they're right.
You're lonesome tonight. We get this from KHTK, our affiliate in Sacramento, which is the 29th largest market in America.
KHTK sent us something?
Yes. Thanks again for your best book ever. Overall, the show 12 Plus, The Beauty Pageant.
Right.
We're number 2 with a 6.8.
Very good.
The number 1 station has a 6.9, so we're very close to winning The Beauty Pageant.
That's good.
Adults 25 to 54, we're number 1 again with a 9.9.
Way to go, Sacramento!
And 25 to 54, we're number 1 with a 13.4.
Those are serious numbers.
And 18 to 34 adults, number 1 with a 12.2. So, you know, it's the best ratings we've had in a long time in Sacramento. It keeps getting better.
That is wonderful, and, you know, who knows what we'd be able to do if, you know, they treat us better.
And if they aired the whole goddamn show.
Yeah, really.
Oh, hold on. You know what I did? Honey?
Yes, my boo.
Are you still there, sweetie?
Yeah.
All right, here's, you know, my wonderful wife, Frida. Everybody knows her.
Happy Halloween, Frida.
Oh, thanks to you.
She's so happy. She's getting the new refrigerator.
Yeah.
And
Sub-Zero.
What I want to know is the people who set the lawn on fire, did they or did they not?
Yes, they called.
Leave a message.
Yes.
Ah.
Yes.
And what was their message?
That's, you know, just let them know how much the bushes and the mulch was. But, you know, the price is not that much. So,
Wait a minute, they let you know. Why would they let you know the price if they were...
No, they're letting...
No, they want us?
Want us to let them know so they could report.
Ah, oh, well, good.
Well, there you go, but I'm not going to.
I am.
Well, no, so, I mean, it won't even be that much. I know you were just upset.
I think the price of two shrubs and a bunch of mulch would be... $1 million.
Well, listen, I'm still upset.
I know
I'm
you were upset.
Guy...
And it made you nervous and scared. I mean,
the guy...
To see smoke, but really, it's not that...
Honey, slow down. Let's think about it. The guy set a fire in our house today when he was welding
not
something.
Not in our house.
Outside our house when he was welding something.
Yeah.
Set a fire... Didn't tell us about it.
Well, he thought he took care of it. I mean, it's no giant deal, babe.
He was welding leaves.
Listen, all I know is that you were not the one that came down the street and thought, oh, someone's burning leaves,
I
speaking
know.
Of. And
he wasn't the one that almost died of smoking.
I know. You were very upset and distraught.
And saved our family, incidentally, fast thinking with a garden hose, putting out a fire.
I'm very proud of you. I think you should, you know, come up here, doggies. Come on.
Another example of those cat-like reflexes working.
Hey, listen.
What?
You tell me what you would do. You drive up
come
to
here,
your house,
sister.
And there's a five.
When you got done putting it out,
you're
to
very
you
go, brave, and it was very scary. And
F you.
When you put it out, did you go,
no.
Like Fire Marshal Bill?
No, I didn't. And it was nothing like backdraft. It was simply a brave, bold move that any man would do
to
save his house.
I think maybe I could. I need some liquid to put this fire out. How about a can of gasoline?
I think it was fast thinking, if you please.
Yes, there you go. Absolutely.
Oh, he's all right.
What?
I'm saying bye to Bart's friend. Bye. Nice seeing you. See you tomorrow.
Bart's 23-year-old friend.
Bart.
No, that's one of the carpool kids. You know, we've always got, in the morning we got carpool kids, in the afternoon we got carpool kids.
Sure.
You know, meanwhile, did you see the giant burn spot?
Yeah, it wasn't quite as big as I had anticipated.
Is it 5 feet or is it not 5 feet?
No, I would say not 5 feet.
Go out with a tape measure.
Which is probably why you make the, you know, all right, I'll take my tape measure right now, which is probably why you think you're...
Do it right now. Go outside right now.
You know, 12 inches. I don't think you really have eye for measurement.
I've never said I'm 12 inches. Go outside with the tape measure right now.
All right. I'm going outside. Stay inside, doggies. Don't want to...
All right, go outside, and it starts... start where the charring is.
Yeah,
okay?
All right.
From just behind the post to all the way out in front. Tell me, I'd like the length and
start
the width.
Near the animal skeletons.
I'm joking because you know I'm on your... Hey, wait a minute. I am on your
everybody
side about this.
My balls.
I was on your side in the office, and I'm still on your side.
I'm on your side.
Their response was woefully inadequate.
Right, because
that
you
mystery,
were scared and everything else.
No, but that mystery solved message that we all heard on the radio, I completely agree with that.
It
was just like, mystery solved.
Yeah,
you know, it's like, that could have been a lot more severe.
If I had not come home at that time, you know, you wouldn't be laughing so much now if the house was goddamn burned down.
What? Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
I said you were my hero.
Right.
I said I don't blame you for wanting more concern.
Measure it.
It's a rectangle of approximately 6 feet by 4 feet.
Okay, thank you. As I said, approximately 5 feet, which means it's even more than I said.
Okay.
Think about it. 6 feet by 4 feet. That's a nice big... Imagine you pull into your driveway and you see that on fire in your front yard.
24 square feet.
Uh-huh. That's a lot of feet.
Sugar Bear.
You paid attention in school.
You wear me out.
Honey, I just like to prove what I'm right.
You're exhausting.
I just like to prove what I'm right.
You're right, and you are great, and you are...
No. I don't want your false thank you.
I was very distraught when I was at the hairdresser. I had my head in the sink.
Okay, hold on. Here's my only point. It's a spot in our front yard, 6 feet by 4 feet, charred black, with the bushes burned. The guy who started the fire should pay for the renovation to that area.
Accidents happen.
Okay, hold on. And you know what? I'd agree with you if the guy had come to the door and said, hey, you know what?
He didn't think it was necessary.
I was doing some work out here, and I accidentally set your lawn on fire. But don't worry, I stomped on it. I'm pretty sure it's really out.
It was
absolutely
a mistake and an accident, and it's not the end of the world. All's well that ends well.
Honey, listen, you know what? Hold on. Think about when the fire first happened today, after I put it out, when I called you, and you said to me, you call them. And I said,
you could describe it.
I said, this is your area.
And I'm glad I didn't call, because I didn't have any idea what it
was. So you know what? I'll call them again, and I'll make sure they come out, and they fix it, and they pay for it. I don't want to tell them how much the mulch is going to cost and how much...
Why don't you just let it go? Because, these are folks that they do good work, and I'd like to have them continue.
Hold on. Did I tell you the other thing that she said to me today? She said, well, we were out there doing your maintenance. You know, like she's doing me a favor. Hey, hello, it's not charity work.
Hey, you pay them.
Yeah, we pay for it. We paid for it.
Well, actually, that little bit of maintenance was not like a separate call. They were out, yes, doing something that
yes,
I paid.
And have we not paid this company a lot of money?
Yes,
we paid them an S load of money.
Life is too short to
no,
get
it's not.
Distraught
yeah, honey,
over
yes.
every little thing.
Life is too distraught to get upset over little stuff. I'd say pulling up in front of your house and seeing 6 foot by 4 foot on fire, the mulch on fire.
It could have been a major problem, but it wasn't. So just let it go.
No, listen, they didn't apologize.
Yes, she did. I mean, not to the extent that you would have liked, not the concern that you would have liked, and I understand that. But
fine.
They didn't know how frightened.
So I don't care if they think I'm a prick. You can still have your nice relationship with them.
I can't.
I'm going to call them up, and I'm going to say...
You know what? I can't have nice relationships with anyone who deals with you. I mean, it's very hard.
Oh, excuse me. Hold on. How many people have set our lawn on fire? Zero. This is a first. This
you
is
know,
a first.
I don't know why you just don't let things go and chalk it up to a little
accident. You know what? I hate to interject here, but I think sometimes when you do that, and I have arguments like this with my wife all the time. I think one of the things is if you let stuff like this slide, they're going to kind of think that it's no big deal, and it is kind of a big deal. And then they go off and they get off the hook,
I think it's policy to set people's mulch on fire.
Okay, and I think if the guy happens to set it on fire, and if he stomps it out, all he owes us is the courtesy to have come to the front door to say hi. The job's done. Guess what? I set your lawn on fire, but I'm pretty sure I put it out. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, that's kind of negligent.
Well, I think if you had just mentioned that, but
would you hold on a second?
Pay for it, kind of deal. It's not
necessary. Be petty and pay for it. Did you check out the giant black charred spot?
It's just mulch. It's not black gold we have over our yard.
Honey,
it's just mulch. And you get a bag of mulch.
Fine, then you know what?
One bag of mulch will fix it.
If it's that minuscule, let them do it.
I will do it.
No, I don't want you to do it. I want them to do it. I'm pissed off at them. And when the woman said to me...
To be pissed off at... Hasn't Ken or Jeremy or...
Honey, they've never set our...
And McClure bothered you today?
Hold on. Don't you have your
own battles to fight at work?
Listen, thank God this didn't happen. But you'd be singing out the other side of your mouth if you had come... If I hadn't come home this afternoon, you come tooling home from carpool at 5:30 and the goddamn house is burning. You know what you'd be doing? You'd be calling a lawyer to sue their ass.
But that didn't happen.
Because I came home.
Okay.
And I saw it.
You know what? I say thank God every day that you come home.
Listen, I'm sorry. I'm pissed. And it might sound minuscule to me.
I got to Bart from piano.
It might sound minuscule to you. It's a big deal to me.
Well, you want me to give you a list of everything that's wrong in the house that has been a little error, that's ever been a mistake, and then you could handle all the snafus?
Has there ever been anything like this? Like to pull up in front of the house and see the yard on fire? Just so you know, I'm not exaggerating. I'm not talking about a little fire. I'm talking about a giant blazing fire.
All right. right, Boo. Go ahead. Make enemies. You know, just
make enemies.
And
honey,
then we have a problem with that thing that they were working on, and I need to get it worked on. I'm not going to have anybody to call wants to work at our house.
Make enemies with someone who's in business who we've paid money to. Honey, we're the customer.
We might need to call other folks a year from now, or have some maintenance done. They've been very good and very accommodating.
Well,
this was one snafu.
I'm telling you, they suck. I can't think of another company where the guy sets a fire accidentally.
I'm going to, next time I'm mad at something to do with your work, I'm just going to go in there and charge around and yell at
you. Yeah, right. And the next time my work threatens our life, you know, this makes no sense. It makes no sense. What the guy did was irresponsible. And they got to pay us.
I made a deal with the devil today when I told you to handle it. I thought it would be easier for me.
Okay.
All right, I got to go. I got to pick up.
That's fine. Hey, any arsonists out there that want to come by and burn down my house, knock yourself out because it won't bother my wife. Won't bother her.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, your issue is not that it happened, because you understand that accidents. Your issue is the attitude that they copped after the fact, which we all heard on the answering machine.
When they call back and they said, hey, oh, mystery solved. That's right. He did have a fire out there, but he stomped it out and he thought that it was out. Mystery solved.
And it just seems to me that when you say, hey, you know, if we need these people, we want to, there are other people that do all that stuff.
The proper response would have been, hey, Jesus Christ, we didn't realize that the fire had kicked back up again. That could have burned down your house. Let us come out, and even though it's a small item, let us remulch it and let us put in the new bushes. Mm-hmm. It's the least we could do.
And I think a lot of times, especially in our area, you get people that come out and do things and work for people, and because there's so much business and there's so many new homes out here, that's the attitude, you know, because they think, hey, you know, they need us more than we need them. And I really think that's the attitude.
I guarantee if I went over to this effer's house, this guy who did the work on my house today, and I set a fire in his lawn and then didn't tell him about it, And as he pulled up, he was able to put it out, but there was a 6-foot by 4-foot area that had been burned to charred black. I guarantee that he wouldn't just go, oh, I'll let it go because he's a nice guy.
And, you know, it's a question of the attitude after the fact. It's not a question of the accident. I mean, accidents do happen.
No, absolutely. You know, I commit accidents all the time.
Right.
You know,
just a proper amount of remorse. It's like a lot of things. Or a proper amount of concern about stuff like that.
But her, she's more concerned with being their friend. Hey, hello. I have this conversation with her constantly. Half the people my wife knows, they're not her friends. They're people who she buys stuff from. When she stops buying stuff from them, they stop being her friends. Those are not your friends. It's like the interior decorator lady, right?
Where's she?
Where's she?
Is she around anymore?
She's dead to us. I mean, she was like supposedly best friends with my wife when she was coming over every week telling my wife to buy $100 pillows.
Right.
But now that we're done buying $100 pillows, suddenly, hey, guess what? She's not our friend anymore.
I agree.
Right? Same thing with these people. Who cares if they're your friend or not? The money's green. We're paying for a service.
Sure.
You almost burned down my effing house. Just come out and redo the mulch and put in the bushes.
And it is a small thing, but it's you're talking about the principle of the issue.
Yes. Hello? Hello?
You know who's not my friend anymore?
Who, me?
You got it. People are afraid to talk to me because I don't even tell you the people that I run into. Because I don't want to mention from the air. That's what I'm going to tell you. That's what goes on in my life for that reason. And you know what? That's sad. And that makes you not my friend.
Well, I'll live without that. Well, Matthew Guard, she always plays with me. That's sad. That's sad. It's the same argument I hear from her every time. That's sad. I can't tell you anything because you talk about it on the radio. Like, I can't talk about what jagoffs people are. Please. That guy's a dick. He's a dick. Come out and fix my mulch. That's all I'm saying.
Make it so.
You burned that.
Make it so.
You burned a big spot in my yard. Just come fix it. Thank you.
You bring the bag. You bring the bag of mulch and the bush.
Right.
Right.
Two bushes. But that's my fault. And now I'm the guy who's the bad guy. Because Frida can't tell me all the things that go on in her life. Because she gets so effed over by people that I would talk about it on the radio. Okay. I'm fine with that, honey. I'm fine with that. Let's do a break.
Okay.
Yeah, let's
do it. And we have more contestants standing by.
Three
more girls.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's it, right? That's it. We've got three more dildos.
That's it for the Halloweeny contest, okay? We will be... You know, there's no way to seg out of this because I'm still pissed.
True. Well, you know, it's a tough situation.
I'm pissed at the guy and I'm pissed at my wife.
It'll all work out for the best in the long run, but it's, you know, things get... In this day and age, I think a lot of... People get frustrated with people that you pay to do something that they somehow think that they are owed it.
I just don't like it when she pulls that stuff on me. You know, well, it's really sad. I'm the big loser here. She's mad at me because she doesn't tell me about half the stuff. Well, half the stuff that she doesn't tell me is stuff that I talk about because of people who are dicking her over. Like the people I just talked about. Like, what do you care if the guy who comes out to do maintenance likes you or not? Please. Your money's green. None of those people are my friends. They're just people who come out to the house and fix stuff. Right? And if you set my house on fire, come out.
Fix it.
And fix it.
Put it out before you leave.
That's all. You don't have to be my friend.
Just put the fire out. For all workmen, put the fire out before you leave.
I don't give a rat's ass. Okay. Time out. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
But the most amazing thing to me is I get paid for doing this.
Two DJs who love BJs, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, now listen, I didn't know we'd have so many Halloweeny ladies coming by. We're almost getting to the Buzz News and Comments time. So we're going to wait on Robbie's tape for tomorrow's show.
All right.
I just want to read you something out of today's Washington Times, though.
Okay.
Pomp and circumstance, the Redskins' over-the-top game entertainment, which garnered a $20,000 fine from the NFL this month, was not any tamer last night, Monday Night Football. U.S. Army parachutists and plenty of refrains of who let the dogs out. Fans were prompted over the public address system to cheer for the Redskins' defense. Leading the ceremonies was Rob Spiewak.
There you go. A little ink for Rob Spiewak.
Member of the Don and Mike Show on WJFK-FM. This is a job that Rob, as we mentioned last week, unfairly got canned from last year.
That's right.
And he's got the tape, and on tomorrow's episode, we're going to do it. Right, the first break, Rob, you're going to hear all of your player introductions.
Did they give you any special instructions last night, Rob, tame it down a little bit?
I was supposed to be real low-key and fast going through the Titans' defense and really go crazy for the Redskins' defense. And I wasn't feeling 100% yesterday, and I think you're in for a treat when you hear just how my voice reacted to me going 100 full tilt. I pretty much fell apart. So
wow.
I didn't mispronounce anything, and I hit all my marks, but my voice was all over the place.
Well, really? Like, was proud of him yesterday at the stadium. And
good for you, Rob. Way to get that job back.
I told Mike before the show, there's nothing funnier when you're at a Redskins game than looking up on the Jumbotron screen and seeing Rob's gigantic head.
Which is even more gigantic on the Jumbotron.
When they introduce him. So
Rob's head is a Jumbotron.
We will hear your tape tomorrow. And also, you'll hear about Rob's meeting with the fat disc jockey, who they fired.
Oh, really?
Bruce Kelly.
Wow. Little awkward moment, perhaps?
No, you know what? He actually could not have been nicer.
Oh, really? No. I always wish you'd lie about stuff like that.
All right. Mike, it sounded awkward to me. I thought it was an awkward moment.
Off air, he'll tell you it's how awkward it is.
Okay, let's bring three more girls in. So we'll start tomorrow's show with that.
He hated me.
Thursday, we'll be in New York. I'll be on a toilet in Midtown Manhattan, 888 7th Avenue for an hour.
That's right.
For the Mets and the Yankees bet. Friday, also from New York with Nancy.
Hey, you're not that crazy lady from the hockey game, are you?
I am that crazy.
Ah! Nancy, Jim, Nancy on Friday's episode.
Oh, this lady's nuts.
This lady's... I hate you. Oh, and I love you.
Yeah.
You're fantastic.
God, you are. You did that to me, man. You did that to me more times.
You're fantastic. What is your name?
D.
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 D. And we all know D from screaming at Mike during Washington Capitals games.
Horrible
many,
experience.
Many, many years ago.
Remember the time I had the usher throw you out? Or the usher came down and said, you want me to get rid of her? And I, and it was like the fourth time you'd done it. And I said to the usher, yes.
I said, yes.
All right,
I
D.
I actually have a friend in common. My a friend of mine actually acts with Leah on King of Queens.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Patton Oswalt is, you know.
Oh, yeah. He's a local guy. He's a good
guy.
He's
a sweetie. Mm-hmm.
You didn't tell me your soccer had such big jugs.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Well, she used to wear that big hockey jersey at the hockey games. This is back in the old place, not the MCI Center, back in the Capitol Center.
Okay, here's what you have. You've got another one of the microwavable dongs. And what we need you to do is see how much of that you can get into your mouth.
Oh, God.
Then say, Happy Halloween, and mark it with a Sharpie. Okay?
It's huge.
Yes, huge, right. They're all the same size.
Good luck.
Get as much as you can.
Hope you win.
The record is, Buzz, how much? Six and a quarter?
Six and a quarter, right.
Six and a quarter for Halloween-y. And these will be the last three girls in the competition today.
It's like a decade ago, and I still remember this woman's face.
We're ready. What are you pointing at? What, some of the other girls? Yeah. All right. Do you have something to say about the other girls?
No, I don't. No.
All right, but she keeps pointing outside to where the other girls are.
Well, she's not right, Don.
Okay, go ahead. Put it in
that
your mouth.
That was like 10 years ago.
I know it was. I still remember it like it was yesterday.
Okay.
Put it in your mouth. Thank Let's you. See what you can do. Oh, look at her. She's rubbing it and everything.
God.
She's no stranger to this.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
Here we go.
Get it in. Now, can you say Happy Halloween?
She marked it.
All right.
Let's measure.
Hand it over.
I don't know.
Let's see.
Let's see what happens.
I've got the tape measure, and
I'm weak.
3.5 inches.
Oh,
she might
dear.
Be the low score today.
Oh, dear.
But here you can.
But I think she had the best time of any contestant today.
Take it home with you as our souvenir. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank
see you later.
You kukula.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We got two more girls to see. Robbie, let's bring the next one in for the Halloween-y show.
Here she comes.
Here she is.
Hi there. There's a microphone right over there.
Here's a cutie. Hi. What's your name?
Christy,
where are you from?
Canada.
Okay, yeah, right. Everybody's from far away.
Don's opening up another one of our dildos.
Purple.
Yeah, a little purple people eater here.
Purple one, you have the one that is from Benoit. Fondle me and caress me.
Benoit!
Now, what we need you to do is get as much of this baby as you can in your mouth.
So counts if I throw up, right?
If you throw up, absolutely. It's
and if you're going to spew into that trash can.
Okay.
All right, there you go. There it is for you. Here's a magic marker so you can mark the spot. After you get as much of that in your mouth as you can, you say, Happy Halloween.
And you get to keep it when you're done, and maybe $500 richer.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, right up on microphone.
1, 2, 3.
Let's go.
Go.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Okay, now you got to mark it.
You got to mark it.
The whole thing. Oops.
You got to put it back in your mouth and mark it.
All right, here we go.
Oh. Jesus Christ.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
She doesn't need to mark it because it's just the entire length of it.
She took the whole thing.
Yeah. My God.
She took the entire thing.
That's truly amazing. Let's measure. That was pretty impressive.
Okay, hold on. That is just over 6.25 inches.
6.25, the new leader.
Just over 6.25 inches.
Wow.
She is the first woman to get the entire schlong in her mouth. The entire dong in her mouth.
There's your souvenir.
Okay.
Hi. Enjoy that with our compliments and hang out. You might be the big winner.
Okay, now we have time for one last girl.
One last girl. If she beats the 6.25, she'll win. But otherwise, our last woman from Canada.
She's going to have to get that through customs.
Man, that was a giant dildo.
Dildo.
We have one more. And Buzz, again, we want to thank
the nice people at Night Dreams, both in Bethesda and Tyson's Corner.
That's www.nightdreams.org. They supplied us with all these dildos. Hi, what's your name?
I'm Sharla.
And Sharla, where are you from?
I'm local.
Local.
Fantastic. Sharla, you seem very excited about this.
I am scared to death.
Oh, you're scared to death.
Yes,
that's okay.
All right, you have the last one. Fondle Me and Caress Me, adult pleasure products from Benoit.
Benoit!
There it is.
They're very good.
As much as you can in your mouth.
And where's the, you got the Sharpie? There's the Sharpie for this. She got a red one right down next to her.
Beautiful.
See the Sharpie? Pick that up and take the cap off. And then when you get it down there, you're going to want to have to
take the cap off this.
There you go. All right, as much as you can in your mouth now, honey. And give us a happy Halloween
here
while you
goes.
Do. Oh, Jesus. She did good.
This could be.
Gotcha.
All right, she marked it.
We got the mark.
Oh, my Jesus. God.
Oh, goddamn.
Gonna have to call the ER.
Could this thing be any sloppier?
Let's see what happens.
I mean, there is, it's like a dog's chew toy. There's drool all over this thing. And you...
What do we have?
Up. 5.5
in. Five and a half. Does that mean our Canadian lady is the big winner?
Yes, but you do. Let me just pass that thing back to you. Thank you.
Keep that as a souvenir.
You do get to keep that as a souvenir.
Thank you so much.
I will cherish it forever.
Oh, enjoy.
Thank you for celebrating Halloweeny with us.
Thank you.
Happy
Halloween.
I really didn't think we'd have 10 girls come down today.
Happy Halloween.
But we did. And the winner... With a score of buzz, her score was?
Just over 6.25 inches.
All right! Let's bring in the girl from Canada.
Let's give her a nice round of applause.
She's the big winner.
Here she comes.
Something tells me she's really not from Canada. She's really from D.C.
Wow.
I know. What's your name?
Christy.
Christy, do you have a boyfriend? Are you married?
I'm married.
You're married.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wow.
You did that, it was uncanny how easy that was for you to do that. I guess you've had a lot of practice?
Yeah,
all right. Well, guess what?
Yeah, you're the winner.
You're the big winner.
You get $500.
$500 for you.
For having eaten the most weenie today on Halloween. And we have a special gift for you to go along with the money. We want you to please take this.
Oh, my God.
The Rambone.
The Rambone.
The Rambone. Molded to capture every awesome detail. This is the world's largest dildo. Please take it now. Feel how heavy it is.
That's a lot of latex right there.
Enjoy that. Is there anybody you want to say hi to?
Hi, sweetie.
Hi. Who's that, your husband? Your husband. How long have you been married?
4.5 years.
Think there's any chance you're going to go home tonight and do to him what you did to that piece of plastic? Of course.
Of course. Well, you go home $500 richer and with 2 dildos.
Well, thanks. And happy Halloween. Happy Halloween.
Thanks, Christy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See ya.
There she goes. Kind of a hippie, too.
Yeah. Free spirit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Felt bad for that mom.
Yeah, that's a shame.
That mom that came down in her mom-type Halloween sweater she had on.
Hey, don't feel bad for any woman that has that kind of ability, Don.
Right. Feel good for her husband.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Jesus Christ.
Be well, more than a jack-o'-lantern.
Ladies, what can I say? That the Halloweeny contest was a giant success.
Overwhelmingly successful. And happy Halloweeny, everybody.
We want to thank them all for coming down, putting them down their mouths, and taking as much as they possibly could.
Fantastic.
Buzz.
Yes.
News and comments now.
That's right.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz. Me.
He made it up.
And what is the lead story? That we're all shocked that Carla didn't win?
No, no.
Charla. What's her name? Charla?
Charla. Charla, Don.
Charla, sorry
that
about
name,
that.
Name, right.
Pretty, Charla.
Pretty name for a pretty lady.
Our lead story is Michael Jordan answers the tabloids.
Oh, is this about him banging strippers and porn stars?
That's the story.
Okay, everybody, please stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up.
Coming up.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very...
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
And Riz. Hey, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Yeah, let's go right to Guy Jay Burnley with the news and the comments on this Halloweeny show.
Hey, JB, don't worry. I wasn't doing anything unusual in here.
Sure he wasn't.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Michael Jordan says the tabloid story is not true. The Star reports that Jordan had a night of passionate
Buzz,
sex.
I cannot pay attention.
I know.
Well,
I know.
Mike has
He's fondling him.
Mike has one of these dildos coming out his pants. And he's sitting there.
Yes.
Playing with himself.
Fumbling it.
Hey, take a look at that, Lisa.
No, I know.
You ever wonder what it's like?
There you go.
All right. That's all it took.
Did you see it when he had it on his forehead?
Yeah.
He came into my office, that we like to call it, and I had the contest winner in there, and we're filling out paperwork. He has on the Santa Claus hat, and he was like, hey, Lisa. He said, Merry Christmas. He popped off the Santa Claus hat, and he has...
The Accommodator.
The penis on his forehead.
The Accommodator.
Not out of my nose. The contest winner was just
sorry about that.
You should have said seen what he was doing. If you want to see his technique.
I love it. That's not my technique. I'll show you my technique.
Okay. Here's the technique.
There's the technique.
Hold on. You didn't mean to fall down, did you?
I've fallen.
Mike really just fell out of his chair.
He's all about side gags.
I'm a little discombobulated.
And I just came over because whenever he falls during Jeopardy, I have to come over.
That's the technique.
How's that work out for you?
It works out well.
Saves. What's painful?
Saves on electric bills.
Yeah,
I don't know why I said that.
Fortunate furniture.
I'm sorry. Oh, it's a silly show. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween.
The Star Tabloid.
Very silly show, except for my house burning down.
Don't worry about it. It'll be fine.
Is that silly?
No. The Star reports that Michael Jordan had a night of passionate sex with a 23-year-old college co-ed during a recent trip to North Carolina.
Now, is this a new story or one of the old stories?
This is a recent story. I guess this is in the current edition of The Star, and apparently there are photographs and eyewitness accounts and that sort of thing.
Which Star is it? Is it the one that says tragedy of JFK's ex-lover?
Actually, I was just reading Michael Jordan's response to it. I haven't actually seen the article itself. I only have quotes from it.
Let me see if I can find it. Go ahead, Buzz.
The paper says the married Michael Jordan was seen leaving a Wilmington restaurant with the busty Melissa Kellogg.
Ah, here it is, Mike.
And entering a rented beach house with her.
Listen, you're going to have to take the dildo out of your pants.
Okay.
If you want to be a regular part of the show.
Okay, I'm sorry. I will stop right now. Here you go.
Don't just cover it up with your jacket.
All right. There you go.
Then it'll be fine. I'll stop. I'll stop right now.
And there we go.
I can see it poking through your jacket.
Oh, boy. Okay, that's it. Here, take it away.
You know.
All right, I'm done.
I don't want it.
All right.
You've had it on your head and down your pants?
I'm sorry.
Jesus.
All right, terribly sorry.
Okay, here's the...
I'm just a child.
Buzz, you see how much he loves his dildo?
Oh, he loves his props. He's a prop comic.
I know. Prop comic. Thank you.
Hey, how are you?
You're the carrot top. Hey.
I'm the carrot top of this show. I agree. I plead guilty to that one.
He's a Gallagher.
And have you seen Carrot Top lately? Have you really seen the womanly Carrot Top?
No.
Plastic surgery transforming him. Rob, you've seen it?
Yeah.
Transforming him into a woman. It's weird.
That's true. If you look at a current picture of Carrot Top and then check out the movie Chairman of the Board, there has been a change.
Yeah, he has had plastic surgery to make him look like Carmen Electra.
More like a cat.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's the picture in the tabloid Buzz is talking about. Mm-hmm. Here's this girl, a nice POA.
Yeah, very nice, very attractive.
White devil, blonde hair, and right next to it, they got a picture of Michael and his wife, Juanita.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, supposedly, Michael and his co-ed were spotted leaving a restaurant and going into a rented beach house in Wilmington, North Carolina.
Really?
Well, that's the Star's version of the story.
It was the best sex I've ever had, Kellogg tells the Star.
Yeah. Kellogg.
I felt swept away by his passion. He didn't want me to do anything to please him. It seemed to please him enough that he was satisfying me beyond my wildest dreams.
Wow.
Stripped down, he's every bit the man you'd expect a 6'6" guy to be.
That means he's large. That's what that means, I think.
Right, and her name is Melissa Kellogg.
That's right.
A gorgeous, you're gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Is she heir to the serial fame?
Gorgeous, I don't know, 5'9" communications major at the University of NC at Wilmington.
Isn't that where he went?
No, he went to NC State.
NC State, all right. A busty 23-year-old she is. That's how the tabloids describe
her. Busty 23.
That's right. Well, quoting Michael, he has a response to all this. He says, I did not leave a restaurant with a woman, and I certainly did not have a night of passion. One of my friends acknowledged that this woman did, in fact, return with him, not me, to the beach home we were renting. However, he was told, he has told me that I was asleep at the very hour they returned to the house.
Uh-huh.
So he says that wasn't him, that was some other guy with that woman.
Well, you know, what did Tom Cruise do, right? You sue him. I mean, if it's really not true, then you sue him, and it all comes out in court, and you win money.
It'll be interesting to see if he does that now.
He went to UNC, not NC State. I'm a fag. I say that every time.
Please. University of the Tar Heels, right?
Please stop calling with this, people. God damn, but won't you allow me one mistake on a perfect show?
Yeah.
Hello?
Michael Jordan went to North Carolina.
Right. Shut up! I just corrected myself, please.
Hey, okay, please put me on the air,
shut up! Leave me. Hey, douchebag, you're on the air.
Okay, well, I'm a Rusbian lesbian from Rusby, Maryland.
I don't care, Jesus Christ. Hello, Don and Mike show.
What do you really want to say?
They're all hanging up. Hello.
Another bit.
Don and Mike. Yeah, hang up now. Yeah, he went to NC.
Suckers.
Not to NC State. Please, eat me. I mean that. And replace my mulch. And my bushes that burned down. God damn, I'm still mad about that.
I know you are.
Buzz, hold on. You know what? Between Mike's dildo and Michael Jordan's affair.
It got crazy.
Everything's going out of control kooky.
That's right. And Carrot Top.
And Carrot Top. We got a break.
Sorry about the dildo.
That's okay. Do you have to leave to go trick-or-treat with your kids?
Well, I'd like to, if that would be all right.
Sure.
But I feel like I've disrupted the show, and now I'm leaving, you know? I mean, but...
it's all right.
There's trick-or-treating to do, and I will not be taking that with me.
Good. All right. Well, go be with
I'd like to hang out, but it is Halloween.
I understand.
You know, I think
you have little ones. Go be with your chillins.
I will. I will. And enjoy your Halloweeny, gentlemen.
We will.
Thank you.
Okay, we will be right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.